Hi, I'm Common Man.
I'm serious.
I'll prove it.
Me likey. Pee-pee no worky.
See? It's really me. The Common Man and Timmy podcast is sponsored by my friends Care Heating and Cooling. If your air conditioner breaks, that's bad news for everyone.
Especially Saki.
Call my guys at Care and make sure that never happens to you. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com.
When you need a company you can trust.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. Blue Jackets look to snap a four-game skid when they face the Carolina Hurricanes in Raleigh tonight. 7 o'clock faceoff here on the Fan, going into play. Jackets holding the final wild card spot in the East. Elvis Merzlikins to be in goal, and while dealing with multiple injuries, the Jackets say Mason Marchman and Isaac Lundestrom will be game-time decisions. Las Vegas Raiders today signed veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins, who was just released by Atlanta. This with the Raiders expect today with the number one pick in the upcoming draft to take quarterback Fernando Mendoza. Cincinnati Bengals today announced the signings of free agent safety Kyle Duggar, formerly of Pittsburgh and New England. They've also signed veteran quarterback Jasir Taylor, who played last year with the New York Jets. Baseball, Columbus Clippers at home tonight with Indianapolis. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you're not happy with your results in the first week, get 100% of your money back. Awaken180weightloss.com. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
Paul, good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Thursday. Welcome in. Timmy is off today. Joshua Perry is in.
Howdy.
Glad to see you.
It's good to see you too.
You got the short sleeves on today.
I do. It's a little warm outside. Had to change it up. Usually a long sleeve guy.
How often you pump an iron?
Not as much as I would like to. As you know, you have...
It's more than Tyvus.
Well, now, we don't have to get into that. I like to try to make it 4 days a week. If I get three in, I feel good about myself. I've been zero times this week, so I'm a little behind the eight ball.
I think you need to take on a client. I think I should be your client.
Okay.
You have me come in there.
Yeah.
You transform me.
I can do that. Now, the issue won't be what we do together. We can do that. I can monitor that. I can get you on the right path. It's what you do when you leave the gym.
Seems to me like you're already passing blame off to someone else.
No.
It's
going to
be my fault.
Well, if...
I will blame you.
You go to the drive-thru and get you a little snack on the way home, that could be an issue.
All right. It's too hot Thursday today. Teddy's here with his audio. How you doing, Ted?
I'm doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
Plus, it's Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg at 3:30. And then coming up at 5 o'clock today, special for you because you love, and you're unapologetic about it, you love everything on Bravo TV. So we're going to do a little Bravo trivia for you today. Housewives trivia.
All right. I like this.
That's ought your to be wheelhouse, man.
It is.
I'm telling you, I'm waiting for your podcast to start. You and Teresa Giudice, or whatever her name is.
She's got like three pronunciations of the name.
Whatever her name is. We have Jackets in Carolina tonight, 6:30 here on The Fan. It's important because they're all important. I went to lunch today, and someone said, oh, I really like listening to you on the radio.
You said thank you.
And I said, thank you very much. And then he asked me if I was Anthony Rothman.
Close but no cigar.
And I said yes. What do you say when someone thinks you're someone else?
Well,
has that happened to you before?
It does. And depending on what the person looks like, I will respond with, oh, so you think we all look alike. That's how I get out of that one.
That's what I said to Tyvus the other day when he said I look like Timmy. Yes, and we all look the same to you. Because I was proud of myself because, you know, it's, what was it, Friday night, Saturday night. I'm at home. I put some Seal on the stereo.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Seal. Love some Seal.
Good
and
for
I,
you.
I said to Tyvus, you like Seal? He says, I don't know any Seal. Because I know Fly Like an Eagle because it was in Space Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw, I thought I was doing something extra black because I had Seal on. He said, no, white people listen to Seal. Black people don't listen to Seal.
I would agree with the statement from Tyvus.
That's too bad. You guys are missing out.
I've listened to Seal, but it's not, I don't have Seal on my playlist.
Miss it out.
I guess so.
Go home later, put on Crazy.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, change your mind.
All right, I'll listen to it on the way home.
You'll have all the friends coming over.
friends.
You'll say, oh, Common Man turned me on to Seal.
Oh, my gosh.
I also went shopping for Easter candy this morning. Well, because, you know, it's coming up on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And the way we do it in our house is, because I said, oh, we can just get her a little couple eggs and that's the end of that.
Yeah, we need a full basket. We need toys inside the basket. We have to pretend like Santa's coming.
No, not Santa.
No, not Santa. She doesn't do Easter Bunny, but we have to still pretend that someone has left these gifts for her. So I bought all this chocolate and all the candy and all the presents that go in the basket. I know you have very strong feelings on candy. Mm-hmm. We've discussed this many times.
We have.
What is your go-to Easter candy?
You could easily talk me into slamming a whole bag of the Starburst jelly beans, specifically the Starburst kind.
I don't think I've had those.
Those are...
I mean, I love Starburst.
They're delicious. They're phenomenal. So early in my relationship with my wife, we were dating at the time, around this time of year, I get a bag. And my wife is one of those people who only likes to eat certain flavors of the candy. So she'll pick out the ones that she wants and then she'll force me, which not really forcing. I'll just eat the rest of them.
I respect that.
But the way she does it is she opens the bag lengthwise so she can put her whole hand in there and she can see everything. So she had done this. I didn't realize it. And I go to pick up the bag and jelly beans are flinging all over the floor everywhere. And that was one of the first legitimate arguments that we got into. It was over how she opened the bag of the Starburst jelly beans.
I like that, though.
Yeah.
And now that's a story you can tell for the rest of your life.
Sure.
Jelly beans almost ruined it for us before we even started.
I think confrontation's good.
You're a fan of that?
Yeah.
You and my wife should get together.
She likes confrontation.
Well, my whole theory is that, you know, you can't have two people that really get off on confrontation.
Sure.
Because then the marriage is toxic. People hear me on this show and they assume that I love confrontation.
Right.
They'd be wrong. You know, I get it out here. This is my therapy. And then I go home and I nod and I smile. And, you know, she's the one that really gets things done.
Mm-hmm.
If something needs to get done, you know, problem around the house, she's the one who gets on the phone, make sure it's done.
Yeah.
And if it's not done to her liking, ooh, baby, you better watch out. She'll make you cry.
Yeah.
Can I see a manager? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Early in our dating relationship, I had to convince her that that doesn't really do anything. They're not going to change because you say it. Let's just not come back. That'll be easier for us.
I don't know.
You like that, though. You like to ask for the manager, don't you?
I'm not that guy. In the relationship, I think it's good to get things out in the open. I am very much a person who can walk away, and I'm great at internalizing. Maybe some people say it's not a thing you should do. But every once in a while, I like to play ball. Devil's advocate over here. Nobody should advocate on behalf of the devil as much as I like to. And so that's where it kind of goes. My wife is absolutely the, I need to talk to a manager. Can you get me to a supervisor? And so we'll go out. I don't usually like to make a lot of substitutions, but every once in a while, can I get this instead of this? And the plate comes out wrong. And I'm like, I'll just eat it. And she's like, nope, manager. And that frustrates me.
I'm the same way. I'll just eat whatever the hell they give me.
It's fine.
Although you're allergic to stuff, though.
Right. If it's an allergy
thing,
drop
dead.
That's a different thing. But if I'm like, you know, I want broccoli instead of asparagus and they bring out the asparagus, I'm going to eat the asparagus.
Who cares
at
that point?
It's not that
What's
big a
difference?
Deal.
Your peas going to smell a little different.
They're both green vegetables.
They're both green.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Are you doing like a big Easter stuff, Easter egg hunt and stuff like that?
We are having a huge Easter. So My son went to one of those play cafes. I don't know if people know what those are, but basically you like pay money and you can take your kids into a building where they can play with a bunch of toys. And that's become a big thing. So my wife took them there and they had an Easter egg hunt there. On Saturday, we are doing another Easter egg hunt up at Kinsale. And then my wife was like, well, we should do a third Easter egg hunt.
Is this something he's asking for? Is a million Easter egg hunts?
He's two.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't know what the hell an Easter egg hunt is.
All right.
This is his first time doing it. He has no idea. There's no payoff.
Why are you making me find all this stuff, Mom?
He's like, I'm tired. I wanted. So we're debating on the third one because I think two is overkill. Three would certainly be beyond the limit of what I'm willing to do.
What do you put in the Easter eggs?
It's a great question.
Candy? Money?
It's not for me to really decide.
So you just show up and do what you're told.
Yes.
That is a good husband right there. That will serve you well, my friend.
Yeah. So I'm in charge of the menu for Easter. That's my whole deal.
Oh, I forgot you're cooking.
Yes.
What are you making?
So we're going to do a little brunch spread. So we're doing chicken and waffles. Going to get the chicken thighs going Saturday, the whole deal. Bacon, eggs, and then we've got a ham. We're going to do a potato salad with it. I'm going to see if my mom will make mac and cheese. I haven't talked to her about that yet, but she's probably listening. So, Mom, please make mac and cheese for Sunday.
Drop some at my house, too.
I'm going to do that blueberry cobbler.
Ooh,
and
baby.
And making a pound cake.
Making a pound cake?
I am.
I don't think I've ever attempted to make a pound cake.
I'll bring you a
slice. That's just like Sara Lee comes over and
yeah,
that's the only pound cake I have.
Well, I make them.
Homemade pound cake.
I do that now. I'm broadening my horizons. I used to just be a food guy, and now I'm a dessert guy, too.
Well, now we just got to get you on chocolate.
Yeah, it's not.
You're not a big chocolate guy.
Not my favorite. I'll consume it, but not my favorite.
Ryan Day, the thing I love about what you and you're in here is you have opinions on everything.
That makes for interesting radio.
And between the two of us, we can solve all of life's problems. We're going to solve a lot of problems on the show today. We're going to solve tanking problems in professional sports.
Sure.
Okay. We're going to solve competitive balance problems in college football. We'll start coming up next because Ryan Day says he can see a scenario where there's an NFL draft style of system for high school talent. So we'll look at his theory, see if it makes sense, and how we can make it better.
All right.
Joshua Perry in for Timmy today. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a couple-minute delay due to a crash that's on eastbound 270's off-ramp to 71 on the north outer belt. It's going to move slow from US 23. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle that's on northbound 71 on the south side before Greenlawn Avenue. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton. I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
The Jackets are making a push to the playoffs.
Islanders and Adam Fantilli, one more time, puts it in the net.
Listen to every exciting moment, including an extended pregame show for weekend games. Proud to be your home of the Jackets, the Fan.
We plant trees.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Partly sunny skies as we head into the day today, and it will be warm and breezy with temperatures getting up into the low 80s. For tonight, chances of showers and thunderstorms develop overnight, otherwise mostly cloudy and mild with breezy winds and temperatures in the mid-60s. Friday, a chance of showers and storms early, more scattered as we head into the afternoon. Highs will get near 80 degrees with breezy winds. For The Fan, I'm meteorologist Meredith Garfalo with the 10 Weather Impact Forecast.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Oh, look. It's Common Man and Timmy taking a break from ping pong. Okay. Voice guy go pee-pee now. Here's Man and Timmy.
We're going to solve all of the world's problems today. Timmy is not here because he can't solve anything. Joshua Perry is here with me. And I have faith that you and I will put our noggins together, solve it all.
Okay.
All right? No pressure.
I don't feel pressure in here.
Well, we'll change that.
Yeah, okay.
5 o'clock Bravo trivia.
There's a little pressure.
Real Housewives
There's
trivia.
There's a little pressure.
I was watching one the other day. Kristen had it on.
Uh-huh.
It was feet. It was podiatrist. Did you see that one?
No.
On Bravo, where it was, you know, it's all the good stuff about Pimple Popper.
Uh-huh.
But then we, actually, Pimple Popper's TLC.
That's a TLC deal.
I'm sorry. My worlds are colliding.
Here's the thing. My wife, huge TLC.
Well, that's kind of, if you like Bravo, you have to like TLC, don't you?
It doesn't, the one show that crosses over for me, unfortunately, is My 600 Pound Life.
I love that show.
I will watch that show, like, marathon style. The rest of them, take it or leave it.
See, the problem is with The 600 Pound Life, though, is I watch that eating a bag of Cheetos, and then I say, well, at least I'm not.
That's how you're supposed to watch it.
You need to lose 40 pounds.
Doctor, now.
You have enabler.
See, I think we need the behind-the-scenes show on 600 Pound Life. Like, I'll watch the nature documentaries, uh-huh, like Planet Earth and stuff like that.
Yep.
And, you know, the animals. And then, like, the last episode, it's always, and here's the camera people that made the episode. Mm-hmm. And one guy is, you know, in a tree for 3 days to try and find this hummingbird mating with another one. And it's astonishing how they film these things. I want a documentary on the camera people that, like, have to be in the shower with these people,
yeah,
and they have to decide what to pixelate because they don't know. It's like, is that a fold?
I think you just, you get liberal with the pixels. You just say, I'm going to throw it over a little bit of everything.
Is that a skin fold or is that a genital? I don't know. Let's be cautious and just pixelate it.
I'd like to get to know more about the enablers. There is no way, in my mind at least, that I'm sitting up at a stove cooking pounds of bacon and dozens of eggs for somebody every single day. I'm not running to Mickey D's to get your order. You want to bark at me? What are you going to do?
Maybe you love them, though.
That's not loving them.
This is the only way.
That is not loving them.
To love them.
Yeah, okay.
I know that. You know that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to get to know these people a little bit better.
All right. Ryan Day. Ryan Day is going to fix the world, too. He was talking to our friends at ESPN on ways to fix college football. And he talked about implementing a sort of a draft for high school athletes. Let's take a listen.
Creating a structure that you can enforce rules, mm-hmm, and creating that. And that's not just like easy. I understand. You know, it's not too far-fetched for me to think that there's a way that you could actually have a draft and build it like the NFL. I know that seems a little bit out there, but we're going to need a lot of help to get there. I can tell you that right now. That's not happening overnight. I think that there's, you know, once we started going down this road of NIL, we have to kind of go one of two ways, in my opinion. We almost have to go back to where we were before, or we need to go all the way towards the NFL. I think right now we're sort of in purgatory, and I think until we start to, you know, make some hard decisions and create that overall structure, we're still going to be in this phase. But that to me is the number one thing. We've got to figure out an enforcement system that can start enforcing rules.
All right, my first question to you is sort of piggybacking on what he said about there's two ways you can go. This has been a discussion we've been having for 10 years. Do you want to see it as a fan continue to go all the way where it resembles an NFL type of product? Or do you want to go the complete opposite way and truly revert back to, let's say, true amateurism? Because I don't know if that ever existed. But
right.
you know what I mean? Almost a D3 way of doing things.
It feels like it's hard to go back to that now, but that would be my preferred thing. The idea of recruiting high schoolers the old school way without the bag man versus going to a draft. I'm trying to figure out what a draft structure would actually look like. I think the one thing that would make sense from the NFL draft that you could put into college athletics is how the salaries are slotted. So the recruiting services have all the guys ranked out.
Mm-hmm.
Put a number on that and then just recruit the guy. And the most that you can give him is whatever the number is. That, to me, I feel like gets it a little bit more back to the old way of you still got to bring them on campus and they've got to figure out if they like the campus lifestyle, if the program's right for them, the facilities, tours, and all the other different things. But you still got to pay the guys. Like, you're not going to get to a world where you're not doing that.
All right. So let's assume that happens. Are we talking about paying them through direct contracts with the school? Do we still have it like it is now where it's an NIL agreement, but it's not directly with Ohio State? Do they have freedom of movement? Can they decide to transfer every single year?
The transfer thing, I think, has to be a separate conversation on what's going on. I think in a perfect world, you probably have it where it's with the school. Like, they just have those funds set aside out of the rev share or whatever of this is what we do. And then if you can go out and make legitimate NIL money the way that it was supposed to be, then go ahead and do that. Like, nobody's telling Jeremiah Smith that he can't sign a national deal with Adidas or Gatorade or whoever. Like, he's a marketable guy. Go out and do that. But in terms of what we're going to, your value assigned out of high school is your value. And then you make the rest of it by doing deals. Go out there and work. These guys aren't working right now. It's part of my issue with it. I love where we're at in terms of players actually being able to earn name, image, and likeness money. I wish I could have done it when I was a player. These dudes aren't working. Like, there is no market that is actually tied to the money that they're getting. It's just, we think you're a really good player and we want to pay you, which is fine. That's pay for play. That's a different thing. But if we're talking name, image, and likeness, go do deals. Open up your Instagram, do brand deals, go out, make appearances, have your agent knocking on all these people's doors saying that I can market this for you for this rate. But in terms of the player value, which we're kind of getting to with the rev share anyway, like, you can get money for just showing up now with the rev share. That should be the high school recruiting, and you just assign a dollar value to all the guys in the recruiting service and figure it out from there.
Well, when we're doing that now, we have to figure out who's going to be ranking these guys in the first place, because you've got different services with different star rankings,
sure,
and all that other stuff.
And
but
this is the gamesmanship. Go call the dude at On3 and be like, bump them up, because, you know, we really want them.
Well,
yeah, dude, that's what they've been doing anyway.
That's the problem, though, is that when you have, like, the NFL draft, you have a structured salary,
sure,
depending on where you're drafted, right? But all those structured salaries are negotiated by the players' union. So in this,
right,
scenario, do you have a college football players' union to help negotiate that salary structure?
There needs to be some sort of representation. That's a different You're opening me up to all these other issues.
Well, that's what we... If we're going to solve the problems, we got to go all over the place, Joshua.
But I feel like I'm not helping because I'm just going to start asking you more questions. How do you represent college athletes? Is it Power Four and Group of Five? Is it conference by conference? Does the guy at Purdue, is his representation and what he needs the same as the guy at Ohio State? The quarterback at Ohio State, are their priorities the same as the third offensive tackle? This is one of the problems with the NFLPA, and I've loved what they have been able to do in a lot of regards. I love what they have done for me as a retired professional football player. That is a bad union in a lot of ways because you got guys who are making $60 million a year and you got guys who are making league minimum. Yeah. It's hard to represent all those guys. And that would be the biggest issue with a union in collegiate athletics. Football alone, you got a different set of issues. And then what do you do about everything else? Like on a sport to sport basis, I think they should all be represented differently. But baseball in the Big Ten is a very different thing than baseball in the SEC. Hell, baseball at USC is very different than baseball at Ohio State.
You're right. You're right.
What do you do about that?
See, now we're just throwing questions
out
into the
ether. That's why I told you it's not going to be helpful.
No,
but this
no,
is,
no.
This is the legitimate issue with the people trying to solve problems. If I'm going to give them an excuse, it's complex.
It's very complex. And, you know, all kidding aside, two dummies like me and you aren't going to really solve this problem today. But I think that you ask these questions, and that's where the answers come from.
Sure.
At least there's no perfect scenario, but we can come up with levels of fairness.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Nothing's going to be completely and totally fair. And yes, we are living in a world, and we should, by the way, where we have to worry about how this affects other sports. We tend to live in this football realm, and that's great, but maybe what works for football doesn't necessarily work for women's college basketball.
Probably doesn't.
Or college hockey or whatever it is. So you may have to have different sets of rules for different sports.
Which is fine.
And it's fine, but it makes some people very uncomfortable. Because you're saying, wow, why does this get special rules and the other one doesn't? Well, the sad truth is, this one generates a whole hell of a lot of revenue.
Yeah.
And so we're going to play by a different set of rules based on that. This other one over here funds what you're doing over here.
Yeah. It is honest conversation. I think, by the way, the more people get honest about that aspect of things, I think the better off everybody can be.
Honesty will solve the problem.
Well, been a lot of lying going on.
Stop it. Around the Big Ten with our guy Adam Rittenberg coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is a little slow on eastbound 70 on the east side, going from Livingston Avenue to US 33, and expect a slowdown due to an accident that's on North Broadway between Eisenhower Road and Mays Road. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Don't let tax refund worries hold you back. File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction to help you get every refund dollar you deserve or your money back. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Common Man and Timmy present Around the Big Ten with ESPN's Adam Rittenberg.
Sponsored by the Roofing Guys. For all your roofing, siding, and gutter needs, contact the Roofing Guys at theroofingguys.com.
Our guy Adam Rittenberg covers all things college football for ESPN. He joins us on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Adam, how are you, my friend?
Doing great. How about you guys?
Oh, fantastic. We were just discussing the very simple task of fixing college football, you know, because everybody has an opinion. Ryan Day was talking yesterday with some of your colleagues from ESPN about maybe instituting an NFL-style draft when it comes to high school prospects. We were tossing around maybe a slotted salary structure based on what type of star ranking you have coming out of high school. You know, dummies like us will try and throw things against the wall to see what sticks. But in reality here, I mean, the cries are growing louder. There needs to be some sort of concrete plan for what the future of college football is going to look like. And my question to you, because I know you have an opinion, is what should it look like? More of, I guess, the time machine version, where we go back to true amateurism? Or, like Ryan Day said, you may have to go all the way to a junior version of what the NFL is.
Well, so many elements of the sport have become like the NFL. I mean, I was just talking with Dan Lanning at Oregon moments ago just about the schemes and how, you know, the tempo and less huddle or more huddling and fewer possessions are a lot like the NFL. So the game is certainly headed in that direction. Can you go to a full-blown draft with high school players or transfers or however? That's going to be a challenge, but certainly, you know, going to full-blown employment is something that's been discussed for many years, and having collective bargaining and having at least, you know, some clarity in the marketplace, which I know some you know, administrators are warming up to. Some are still, you know, looking at the negatives to that type of model. But I think there's certainly an understanding that what we have now is difficult to sustain and manage. I think it's difficult in Ryan's position, and I'm glad he's still voicing opinions. But I think a lot of people are going to say, well, you want it to go back to the way that it was where you had all the advantages. And so I think it's almost more important to hear from, those that haven't had the same advantages that Ohio State has. But everyone needs to come up with ideas and have dialogue and hopefully healthy dialogue to try to, improve a sport that is still very popular, but has obviously had a lot of challenges here lately.
Adam, I wanted to go up to East Lansing for a second. I got the email today from Michigan State Athletics about their spring showcase and started thinking about Pat Fitzgerald and his era there starting year one. Realistically, what are expectations for the Spartans this year?
Yeah, Josh, it'll be interesting. I think there'll be certainly a different energy level around the program in a positive direction. You know, Fitz has always been great at that and motivating his players, and they'll play hard for him. You know, I guess I'm a little concerned just about the overall roster at this stage with, you know, who they've lost and, you know, still trying to add pieces here and there. I think they have a very good coaching staff, but you look at the competition that they're going to face in the Big Ten, which is the nation's top conference right now. You know, it's very difficult to flip from where they were at the end of last year to, you know, anything resembling a contender. So I think a bowl appearance, better energy, a plan for the future. I know they retained the quarterback who came in and played well at the end of last season, and just kind of getting this thing on solid footing again is going to be looked at as a successful season. And it'll be interesting to see how Fitz does. I mean, he hasn't coached a game since 2022, at least as a head coach. And so, you know, what's that going to be like? The Big Ten's really different now than when he was having a lot of success at Northwestern. So it'll be a very interesting kind of experiment. But I understand that the projections for Michigan State being one of the worst teams in the Big Ten, I mean, that doesn't surprise me.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg, and that's the thing, too. You talk about what constitutes success for different programs, because obviously our version of success here at Ohio State is not what other programs are looking at. And I think about that with Luke Fickell in Wisconsin, where we look at this situation this year, and we all sort of agree. It's like, yeah, this is your last chance to do something. But what does something look like? What would success be in 2026 in Madison?
Well, I think you can certainly put a win total on it, and that's fair. You know, anything that falls short of a bowl appearance would probably mean the end for Luke. But their schedule is much more favorable than it has been. You know, they have Notre Dame to start off with at Lambeau, and they have Penn State on the road early. But there's no Ohio State. There's no Oregon. I know they beat Washington last year, but that's a good Washington team. No Washington on the schedule. No Indiana. And so I think there's a path here for Wisconsin to get back to a bowl game. But I think it's more than that, guys. You know, do you feel good about the foundation? Do you feel like the plan is there from a personnel standpoint? What Fick is doing in terms of implementing his philosophies? Are they able to get to a season with a healthy quarterback? I think the guy they brought in from Old Dominion is a really intriguing player, a dual threat who can really help them, but he's got to stay healthy. They haven't had good luck in that department here the last few years. And so I think at a minimum it's 6 or 7 wins, but then how do they look? Are they better on the along the line of scrimmage? Does it start to resemble what Wisconsin was? And ultimately, are they getting closer to being a playoff team? Because let's not forget, you fired Paul Chryst, who was a consistent 9 or 10 game winner, to hire Luke Fickell for the only purpose, which is to make the college football playoff, and it's gone the other direction. So is Wisconsin closer to that, or are they the same? Are they further away? If it's the last two, you're going to be looking at a new coach in Madison.
I wanted to ask you about two coaches. You got Lincoln Riley and Matt Rhule, who I think are both dealing with pressure this year, maybe in different ways, but expectations need to rise for either one of them. Who would you say is under more pressure for the upcoming season?
It's a great question, Josh. Your instinct says Lincoln Riley, right? They haven't made the college football playoff. That was why they hired him. But in talking to Lincoln a few weeks ago, it feels like he can feel a lot better about his roster than Matt Rhule can. And Matt's not going to come out and say that. But you look at Nebraska's roster, and I have some real concerns with the inability to develop along the line of scrimmage. Do they have enough playmakers? Who replaces them at Johnson? Anthony Calandria was great last year at UNLV, but left Virginia a few years before that. So is he the answer at quarterback? Remember, they had Kenny Minchie, the Notre Dame backup quarterback, committed. He ends up flipping to Kentucky, of all places, and then you have to go out and fill that gap with Calandria. So in terms of the roster, I'm much more concerned about Nebraska than USC, but both have tough schedules. And for USC, it does have that time is now feeling. They don't have as many transfers. They're not trying to rework the roster every year. There's a lot of familiar faces coming back, including Jaden Maiava, who Lincoln is really excited about. I know they lose receivers, but that's not a hard position to replace in that offense. They have a great offensive line. They have some defensive playmakers. Now can they go out and win the big ones? Because they're going to have many opportunities this season with their schedule to be in showcase games. Unfortunately for them, a lot of those games are at the Coliseum, where they have played well under Coach Lincoln Riley.
ESPN's Adam Rittenberg joining us. You know, whenever we talk about these teams and you're doing it there, it's like we talk about reworking a roster, or go getting this guy, and we focus on the money aspect a lot in college football, and we have to pay these guys. But I think if you ask the college coaches, you tell me if you agree or disagree, Adam, I think the bigger problem is not just the money, but the freedom of movement, where these guys can just pack up and leave whenever they want to. This is a sport where you really couldn't move at all 10 years ago, and now it seems like the Wild West. Do you think if coaches could change one thing, would it be the transfer portal, or would it be the NIL structure?
Oh, it would be the portal. It would definitely be the portal, because you want to know who's on your team year to year, and to not have that deterrent, which was sitting out a year if you transferred as a non-graduate, I'm sure they would love, they may not say this publicly, they'd love to go back to those days, because you're not guaranteed to lose not just starters, but so many reserve, like there's so much less depth in the sport,
right,
at the top. And you can argue that that's great. Like, that's how Indiana wins a national championship. That's why Texas Tech is a team of relevance now. But for years, you heard that with Alabama and with Georgia and with Ohio State and with the true heavyweights of the sport, that, hey, their twos could beat a lot of your ones at another Power Four school. That's not the case anymore. The depth is just not there as much because it's spread out because of the movement. So I do think most coaches, some coaches welcome that. I think a lot of them would love to know who's going to be on my team year to year.
Adam, we appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks for those.
Around the Big Ten with Adam Rittenberg on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. All right, I don't know if we solved the college football issue. Actually, I know that we didn't, because we just threw a bunch of questions up in the air.
Sorry.
But no. I guarantee you that I'm going to solve the professional sports tanking issue.
Ooh.
Coming up next. He's Joshua Perry, in for Timmy. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some holdup due to an accident that's on Chatterton Road at Bryce Road, and you're looking at a 5-minute slowdown on eastbound 270 on that north outer belt going from 315 to 71. This report is sponsored by Ohio 811. Call before you dig. Contact Ohio 811 at least 48 hours before you dig. It's easy to do, and it's the law. CenterPoint Energy, Columbia Gas, Duke Energy, and Enbridge Gas want you to dig safely. Contact Ohio 811 every time you dig. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Of spring, Cheetah Green begins Masters Week, hosted by Skip Mossick, Lifetime Achievement Award winner by the Southern Ohio PGA. It adds a touch of class to the radio station.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Strike, fires, hurricanes, earthquakes. Direct Relief delivers. No politics, no red tape. Direct Relief is a lifeline to people in crisis. So check them out at directrelief.org. And if you can, donate.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
How many points can your IQ fall in 3 hours? You're about to find out. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Please subscribe to the podcast of this stupid show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. It is too hot Thursday.
Too hot!
Teddy will get to the audio in a moment. Joshua Perry is in for Timmy, who was enjoying a lobster roll in Massachusetts today.
Oh, is he?
He sent me a picture of it.
I'm allergic.
I don't know how you're even alive. Peanuts, shellfish, you can't do any of it.
No, no.
You still got the EpiPen with you?
I do. It's in my backpack. Mm-hmm. I don't take it a lot of places. It freaks my wife out a little bit.
Why?
Well, she's like, just in case, I had an allergic reaction. We were in Florida for a friend's wedding. And something got cross-contaminated in the kitchen. So my lips started swelling and my tongue got itchy. And we had to leave the restaurant and like run to the store. And like I took a bunch of Benadryls. I didn't have my EpiPen with me. And I didn't need it. It wasn't that severe of a reaction. But she's like,
how do you know if it's severe enough for the EpiPen?
Oh, you'll feel it. Throat start closing up.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you eat?
I don't know. I ordered like sausage and peppers.
You stuck your face in the Dungeness crab.
I promise I didn't. I had sausage and peppers and I started breaking out.
Now we're going to talk about tanking. So the NBA, they're meeting. The league's putting together a couple different scenarios, they say, to help tanking. And look, I've heard it all. I've heard everything from, you know, first team out of the playoffs gets the first pick of the draft to, you know, swapping players to help competitive balance, all that. I think we're overcomplicating this entire thing.
Okay.
Now you tell me what you think. Teddy, you can attest to this. In Formula One, they have a system where depending on how your team finishes in the standings at the end of the season, that's how much money you get from revenue sharing.
Okay.
And I think if you directly tie record to revenue sharing, that will eliminate tanking completely. The team that finishes first gets the most amount of that pie, and the team that finishes last gets the least amount of that pie. And if at a certain period of time, ownership can't get their head out of their own ass and they're just not performing up to par, then they're forced to sell the team. New owners come in and try it that way.
The selling the team part is the one thing that I feel like becomes the reward at the end, because they always end up selling for more than what they bought it for.
Of course they do. Of course.
So I really don't want them to be able to do that part. But I think your solution is better than anything I had cooked up. Because the NBA specific, right? Abolish the lottery, to me, is the way to go. And then you just you do the draft like how the NFL does it, but you also create some rules where you can't draft in the top five in consecutive years, like things of that nature, to keep these teams from doing exactly what they're doing right now. I think the lottery has incentivized a lot of really bad teams to just say, we're going to go all in because we want to get our ping pong ball or whatever the case is. Like, I'm not sure that people are, you might have some race to the bottom types, but if you told them you can only do this once, and then whatever happens after that happens after that, I think it might solve a little bit of the issue. But tying money to it seems like a better solution than what I cooked up.
I think sometimes we look at professional sports and we say, well, they own it. I mean, the owners can do what they want. They own it. No, they own a franchise of a larger entity.
I
use the fast food analogy. Yep. I was talking about this yesterday where, you know, McDonald's here are independently owned and operated. Mm-hmm. However, that doesn't mean they can just do whatever the hell they want.
They got standards.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, the McDonald's corporate guy comes for a visit and he's like, oh, you don't have the sesame seed buns here, do you? It's like, nah, they're too expensive for us. We don't do Big Macs with sesame seed buns, or we decided to cut out cleaning the bathrooms completely.
Our buns have no seeds.
It doesn't work.
Yeah,
and you know what?
Coming to America.
We've taken all, that's right,
yeah.
McDowell's.
Yes, McDowell's.
We've taken all the seats out of the restaurant. We just have pegs for people to sit on. It's like, no.
Shouldn't do that.
I know you own and operate this restaurant, but you have to adhere to our standards.
Sure.
The NBA can say at a certain point, you're not adhering to the standards of business here in the NBA. And so we're going to force you to sell this team at your point, a huge, huge profit.
Yeah. I've got this thought about sports and the big landscape of how everything is about making money in our society. And I think it doesn't always line up with winning. I think that there are people who have figured out a way to run an average or below average franchise in the NBA, in Major League Baseball, we see it. And they really don't care about the winning aspect because they're still making money. And I think it goes back to what you pitched. Like, if you directly tie that revenue share to how good somebody is, it solves both of the problems, because now winning is money. Right. Like, directly, that's your money. But for a lot of people, I think they figured out, like, if we're this type of team and we keep our payroll to this level, whatever the case is, we'll be good enough and people come out to see us. And some of you people are going to come regardless, because you don't understand that you get to pick whether you support a certain team or not. You just think you have to, which is part of the thing I put on fans. If your franchise is bad, you have free will. You don't have to. But I'm saying, though, like, part of the reason why some of these people have no desire to actually be great is because folks keep showing up for their bad team.
No, I
buy jerseys, you go to games, you pay for concessions, you park.
I understand that. And yes, on the surface, it's, you know, why you had a horrible mom. She was terrible to you growing up.
Now, hold on a second.
You have a horrible mom, you know, but then you get older and your friends are like, what are you still supporting mom for? It's like, she's my mom. You know, it's just
your team is not your mom.
People have deep connections and roots.
I get it.
To their team. It's not just the team that they root for. It represents their community.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's a community full of distressed people who root for the same bad team.
That's right.
And the owner is still getting rich.
The owner was always rich.
Yeah, I know, but they're adding more richness to the rich.
I understand. And I would like to be with you where if you just, your team doesn't make you feel good, you leave your team. But I can't do it.
Just be a fan of the sport.
I can't. Maybe at some point I'll become so jaded where I won't care anymore, but I almost feel like it's a badge of honor. I think there's
Because then you find like-minded. I know I'm sick, but then you find like-minded individuals.
You want to hang out with these people?
I do, because then we have this in common. Oh, we've got this trauma in common.
Find something else in common with other people.
No, you know what? I was at Disney
trauma
World.
Trauma bonding is not something you should do.
Right after Christmas, I'm at Disney World and I'm in the Magic Kingdom, and I see some dude walking around with a Blue Jacket hat. I point to him, hey! I don't know him. He doesn't know me.
Oh,
but we have that common bond of misery.
Got your rope back in.
That's right.
7 games to go. You're feeling good while ago.
I'm not feeling good.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
One professional franchise is going out of their way to embarrass themselves, and we do some Too Hot with Teddy.
Too Hot.
That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
There's some slower traffic on southbound 71 on that north side from 670 to East Broad Street. We also have a slowdown on eastbound 33 from 270 to Hamilton Road. Just a couple minute delay. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with free basic tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
How are you doing now?
Much better.
You said it was asthma?
Yeah, he started with this cough and then he was wheezing.
That's terrifying.
Doctors said hidden triggers can make it worse. Things like dust, mold, and even pests.
Pests?
Yeah, droppings and allergens from cockroaches and rodents can seriously impact children with asthma or allergies.
I had no idea.
We're making sure our home stays pest-free.
Don't let pests put your family's health at risk. Visit pestworld.org to learn more. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Broadcasting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels with just 7 games left in the regular season. The Blue Jackets played the second of back-to-back games against the Carolina Hurricanes in Raleigh tonight. 7 o'clock face-off. Going here on the Fan, going into the game, the Jackets hold the final wild-card playoff spot in the East. Baseball, Columbus Clippers at home with Indianapolis tonight. Off day for both Cincinnati and Cleveland. The Reds at Texas tomorrow. The Guardians host the Cubs. Golf opening round of the Valero Texas Open in San Antonio. Davis Thompson and Tony Finau shared the lead at 6 under par. Lauren Coughlin at 5 under has the opening round lead at the LPGA Aramco Championships in Las Vegas. NBA's Cleveland Cavaliers continue their trip out west tonight, facing the Golden State Warriors in San Francisco. This update brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING. Breaking sports news when it happens on the Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Panama Ted is being forced to produce this show against his will. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, Fishy has handed me the plug sheet for tomorrow. Get things started with T-Bone and Tyvus, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. Ted Ginn Jr. will be on at 8:30.
Hey, Coach.
He's the coach of the Aviators. That's right. The home opener is tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, you're going to wear your T-shirt out there?
I'm not. They didn't get me one.
Oh, neither. I didn't get one either. So
everybody else around here got a little swag bag for Aviators stuff. I didn't get anything. Maybe it's because I mock them.
Yeah, you're not nice to them. Yeah.
But you're all in.
I'm all in. Yeah. I love it.
You may go down there tomorrow night.
I'm going to see if I can.
They may put you in uniform.
They should not. It's a little bit late. It's the only thing. It's a little late for me, but I might make my way.
What time's the game start?
I think it's 8 p.m.
Tough ticket to get.
Why 8?
It's late.
Great halftime show, too.
Got to get that national TV audience. That's right, Gavin DeGraw. You know Gavin DeGraw?
I do not.
Of course you don't. He's very white.
Sing it, Mike. Come on.
No. Tim May will be on Bishop and Friends at 10:30. You talked to him yesterday, didn't you?
They're going to get like a question, and then Tim's just going to take the rest of the segment.
Kenny Anderson, Hoops legend, will be in studio with Rothman and Ice at 12:30. And Dockage, fresh from his Klan meeting, he'll be there at 1:30. And it's Go to Jail Friday on this show tomorrow. Joshua Perry is in for Timmy today. Timmy's in Massachusetts going to Red Sox opening day.
Good for him.
Got himself a lobster roll today.
Absolutely.
With some Cape Cod chips, Teddy. He said he tore his mouth up.
Yeah, I bet he did.
Scratchy chips. Here, you know what? We were talking about bad franchises and how you should just leave, break up with your bad franchise. You said that. I say you're cursed forever. And all you trauma people, you get together and you discuss. You feel better. But I was unaware of what's going on with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Now, I know they just fired their GM. But they, like, really nickel and dime their fans into oblivion.
Really?
Here's an example, okay? Would you like to go, a young fan, on the ice before the game and wave a flag?
Sure.
Before the Leafs game. That'll cost you $956.83 without the ticket to the game, which is also required.
All right. What?
So if you want that experience, ages 8 through 12, $956.83. Would you like to hit the Leafs goal horn? Well, you can do so for $63.79. Would you like to snap a photo on the ice after the game? Well, that's $95.68 per person. Would you like a selfie while you're on the ice? That's $96 for the selfie.
Hold on. So they're gonna take your phone? So you can't snap your own deal?
That's
or
right.
They're going to see you snapping, and then they're just going to hand you an invoice.
That's right. You also have Game Day Plus Ups, which are part of the fan access program that launched last spring. Allows fans of the teams and entertainment properties to enjoy the many benefits and experiences it has to offer. One tier is fan access. It's free. The super fan tier, though, runs for $135 this season. The MVP tier is $1,500 and includes, among other things, two tickets to Fan Day with the ability to purchase two additional tickets. How about that?
Fan Day.
Would you like to sit down for dinner in the Leafs dressing room? The Leafs are selling that experience for $1,000 a person.
Feels like it could be a stinky dinner.
An ultra-premium dining experience in the ownership lounge can also be had for $1,000 a head. They have all these experiences. They're charging fans. Look, I understand that you can't have 18,000 people come on the ice and take pictures.
Right.
I get that. Right. I'm not saying everybody should just be allowed on and take pictures for free, but doesn't this seem a tad excessive?
It's very excessive. And I think we are in an era where franchises are trying to tap every way to engage fan bases. They want to, you know, want to pull fans in. They want people to have great experiences, et cetera, et cetera. Part of fan engagement is you got to give a little bit as well. And being like, oh yeah, for your 8-year-old to come down here, it's going to cost you $1,000. Like, that's probably going to piss me off more than it's going to get me to want to be engaged with the franchise. It almost feels like they're doing the opposite thing in a lot of ways than what they're trying to achieve.
I know that there's a delicate balance, too, when it comes to like Ohio State football, because for the spring game, and we've seen this for, you know, summer practices and stuff like that, you pay for experiences, right? And then that in a roundabout way goes to paying the players and the NIL fund. But this is a professional franchise that works on a salary cap structure. It's not like, oh, well, I paid $65 for my selfie, but that's going to help us go out and get X player.
Yeah. And also, I think it's a little bit different where it's like, you know, $50 a head to go to the practice or whatever. Like, people can scrape that up, like $1,000 to do whatever. Or to hit the goal horn one time is going to, was it $63 or whatever?
Something like that, yeah.
Which I'm trying to figure out why. But like, no, I'm not doing that. You know, like, it just, that's not it for me.
I'm sure it's a round number for Canadian dollars, but they're putting it in American dollars for us.
Yeah.
So it's even more.
Yeah,
sure. For Canadian dollars.
Sure.
To your point, too, I would pay $1,000 to not eat in the dressing room. Because if you've ever been in a hockey, you've been in plenty of football locker rooms.
That gear stinks.
Oh, the hockey gear.
It's
my God.
Bad.
It's like a giant nut sack.
Yeah. My brother-in-law used to play hockey in high school, and he would leave his bag in the car overnight sometimes.
Mm-mm. Good eating.
Oh, my God.
Pass the chicken.
You get in the car, and you're like, what the hell just happened? What died in here?
Teddy, you ready?
Sure.
Too hot.
Too hot.
Sponsored by Ohio Health. Rising to the occasion in the moments that truly matter. Learn more at ohiohealth.com/it's time.
Teddy dazzles us with audio every single Thursday. What are we starting with today, Teddy?
How about T-Bone and Tyvus?
T-Bone and Tyvus. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, we'll do something different today. Okay. Now, here's, they were talking about, can you target body fat, I guess, you know, while you're doing your workouts? And Tyvus had this, you know, question, and T-Bone was talking about it because T-Bone's all about fitness, right?
Uh-huh, of course he is. Yeah, so it's Tyvus.
Let's give a listen to this.
How do you lose weight in that area?
You don't. You can't. Listen, as the noted health expert, I can tell you, you cannot target body fat. You have to be overall in shape and work out all your muscles, total body workouts, and your body's going to store fat where it stores it. No, but they say you can't target the actual. That's like,
you believe what they say?
Yes.
They lie to us.
No, they don't.
If you do 1,000 crunches a day,
uh-huh,
the fat will leave my stomach.
No, 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 no.
Yes.
You will build muscle that might be visible through the fat. But the fact is, like, the fat, if you don't lose the fat, it's still there.
If I jog 5 miles a day,
mm-hmm,
I will lose the fat.
There you go. And if you lose enough fat, you will have muscle definition. That is true. That is what they say. Again, my kinesiology degree is coming in handy now as I finally get to put my work in.
T-Bone sounds like he knows a lot about this.
And Tyvus, as a former professional athlete, having no idea about this is not what I expected.
Is T-Bone right?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's never going to shut him up.
Yeah. Well, you don't target the body fat. You just hope that where it's accumulated, it also leaves at a similar rate, you know?
Where do you store your fat?
I'm a belly, butt,
yeah,
face guy.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm real puffed up, my face gets so round. That's like the real alarm for me. It's not the pockets flaring on the pants. It's not the tummy might be muffin topping a little bit. It's when my face looks like a perfect circle. I'm like, damn, I'm big.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, I have the fat everywhere, but I too have it in my face.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is though, when I start a diet, right, after like 3 days, my wife will say, you look thinner, because it's just my face de-puffing.
That's me.
Yeah.
Same way.
I said, oh, I'm done now. She says, I look thinner or thinner. Give me some dinner. Yeah, give me some dinner. All right, too hot.
Too hot.
What else you got, Teddy?
All right, here's Bishop and Friends. Bo just back from vacation, and he was talking about a unique thing that he saw with these pickup trucks on his vacation.
Disappointed, the Southern folk down on, and that's where most of the folks down there were Southern folks. It must be a prerequisite that if you're going to stay somewhere on 30A for spring break, you have to have a pickup truck that is jacked up with, like, I didn't even know this was still a thing, but they have like on 22-inch rims with really thin wheels, and then they jack them up on an angle. So like the front is way higher than the back. Yeah.
Huh.
Like that. And then you just blast Zach Bryan and that stuff. Like, just do that. And that's just blasted it all out. Like driving with your nose in the air of
America.
Your pickup truck. It was a scene, man. And that was, everybody had them. They all had these pickup trucks. It's crazy. And there's none of that up here. I haven't seen it at all.
Where was he? He said south, but where was he?
30A, yeah.
What's 30A?
It's Florida. It's a strip of upscale beach.
Oh, I had no
miles
idea.
Miles and miles long in Florida.
What the hell you expect when you go down there?
Well, I feel like the jacking up the truck like that is definitely an overcompensation for something.
Yeah.
Whatever it might be.
Pee-pee?
Could be. Could be.
Tiny pee-pee?
might be the deal there. Tiny pee-pee, let me get a big truck.
I'll tell you though, man. Some of your guys got the big trucks.
Who?
Cardale's got himself a big.
Yeah, but Cardale's got a, he's got multiple vehicles. And I think, you know, he likes just being
large.
King of the road.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. But he's got the Tesla too. And maybe that's compensating for something different, but he's got, you know, multiple cars. You can't just put him into a basket.
What are you driving?
I'd rather not say.
Look at you. You don't want people to know that you're driving that Bentley around, do you?
Yeah, definitely not driving a Bentley around. Look at
you. Well, Cardale has to have all his vehicles because Tyvus has to borrow
them. All of them.
You got to put them on loan to Tyvus.
That's yeah. Right. More too hot, and I have a little exercise for us. Not a physical exercise.
I could do that too.
A vocal exercise.
Oh, Lord.
Okay? That's coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute holdup on westbound 270 on the North Outer Belt from Westerville to Cleveland Avenue. And there's an accident that's causing delay on southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt between Cemetery Road and Roberts Road. Police are on scene there, adding to the holdup. This report is sponsored by Shores and Islands, Ohio. You are here, soaking up the sunshine, easing into island time, kicking back and jumping in, sipping, sunning, and settling in. Visit shoresandislands.com and plan your summer escape today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
On the Globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Hey, it's T-Bone again.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best way to make sure you don't miss any of your favorite fan shows?
Oh, no.
Download the Fan app, silly.
God damn it, I knew that.
App Store, Google Play, or just scream right at your phone. Psst, you can also listen to Buckeye Games. Do it now.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Look for a few rain showers developing overnight into Friday morning across central Ohio. On Friday, then watch for a 40% chance of rain, even a couple of spotty storms in the afternoon, and highs back to about 80 for the high temp. On Saturday, it's 80 again, and the main event will be a cold front late in the day with a line of some rain, 60% chance, even a couple of thunderstorms late in the day. On Sunday, Easter, it is drier and turning sunny, just colder with 50s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Let's get one thing perfectly clear. If you're not willing to kill baby Hitler, you're a moron. This is Common Man and Timmy.
It's Dumb Show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry is with me. We'll do some Bravo trivia, Real Housewives style, at 5 o'clock because that is your wheelhouse.
It's what I enjoy.
I know it is. You know, I was sad yesterday because I was driving home and I heard on the radio that the world's oldest living land animal had died. It was a tortoise. All right, but the rumors were not true. It was a hoax.
April Fool's?
I don't think it was April Fool's. I think it was just,
just a hoax.
Stupid reporting.
Okay.
And the turtle's alive. The turtle's name is Jonathan. Lives on the island of St. Helena. I don't know how they can tell that he's 193 years old, but he's 193 years old.
So that is a good question.
Yeah.
About how they can tell. Maybe this whole thing is just, you know, being exaggerated.
I don't know, but I mean,
Jonathan.
Jonathan the tortoise.
It's a name from, you know, had a good run, the name Jonathan.
Now, it doesn't know its name is Jonathan.
Well,
that's a name that we've given it. Would you want to be 193? If you could, magic wand, right now, 193.
I've always said, get me to 80, and whatever happens from there, it is what it is.
I don't think I'd even take the 93.
Yeah, 93 is, that's a long time. The people around you aren't the people that you came up with anymore. You're probably annoyed by a lot of things, more difficult to get around. People trying to take your driver's license if they already haven't taken it. Start to lose function over different parts. Like, I don't want to be a part of that.
I heard someone say yesterday when we thought Jonathan was dead, you know, oh, think of all the things that he's seen. He's a turtle. He doesn't know what he's seeing. Oh, look, grass. And you got to these cars. There, I got to tell you.
Watching the news and taking in current events.
Oh, never thought I'd see the day.
Brown versus Board of Education.
Exactly.
What a day in my life. Yeah.
Oh, this lettuce tastes different. He doesn't know. You have to assume, though, if you live to be, like, there's the Greenland shark, I think, too, which lives to be like 300 years old. Like, time doesn't move the same for them as it does for us.
Explain that.
You think it moves faster? It must.
Yeah.
Or like a fruit fly, something that lives like a day.
You think it just moves super slow, like the longest day ever?
Probably.
Yeah.
By the time the day's over, it's like, oh man, I'm so tired. I've seen so much.
Yeah.
It's been a day.
Yeah.
In our world. Right. But in his world, it's 100 years.
It's the whole lifetime.
What did I tease? It wasn't the tortoise. What did I tease? Oh, too hot.
Too hot.
And I have a voice exercise for you. Oh, I saw that Disney has put out an open casting call for voice actors.
Mm.
They want, you know, for stuff on Disney Channel, they want stuff from music. They want to find new talent. And so I thought, you know, you're a thespian. You're a...
Am I?
Well, you know what? You're in the broadcasting business.
Uh-huh.
You use your voice as a tool. Could you be the voice of an animated character? Do you do any versions of voices? Because I've never heard you do an impression.
Do I do versions of voices? I guess. Is it something that I think I'm skilled at? Probably not, or I might be doing that for a living.
Well, maybe you just haven't been discovered yet. Maybe we can use this show to help discover you.
I don't think that's how it works.
Okay, how about this? Let's do... We got a lot of people listening.
Mm-hmm.
All right? You may be discovered. Maybe somebody's just passing through town. It's like Wayne's World. Right? You pass through town, you hear the song, you get a record contract. Let's say it's a squirrel... childlike squirrel, playful but mischievous.
Okay,
always getting in trouble, maybe running in the street when he shouldn't be running in the street.
Okay,
what does that squirrel sound like? Go.
I have no idea.
Hi guys, I'm Squirrely. Why don't you come across the street and play?
That sounded predatory.
That sounded terrible.
Let's run
squirrely
that back.
Squirrely sounds like he's whipping out his genitals.
Squirrely is a squirrel who's mischievous. Come out in the
well,
street.
Well, there's mischievous, know? And then there's...
Yeah, well, this is the best
I
can do on the
squirrely's
spot.
Squirrely's not for you.
Okay.
How about a giraffe?
You're probably going to get all the same voices here. I feel like a giraffe would have a deep voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, giraffe likes to play... basketball, but he's not any good at it. Go.
Hi, guys. I'm Mr. Giraffe. Who wants to come to the park and shoot some hoops?
I like the laugh. Good touch. Teddy, what do you think? I think I like the giraffe better than I like the squirrel.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I agree.
How about a mouse? Can you do a high pitch?
Ha ha! I'm Mickey Mouse! Ho ho! Ho ho ho!
There we go.
Ho ho!
All right. So voice acting's not for you.
Well, what about you?
No.
Yeah, what about?
You know the voices I do.
Yeah, well, do a cartoon voice.
You can do like Kermit.
Well, voice. I do my Evan Turner voice.
How are you, Joshua? I like the Bentley that you're driving around in. I was player of the year, mofo.
I'm so dumb with you.
You can't take my number, right?
This is insanity.
You asked.
I said a cartoon.
That could be a cartoon voice.
But it's somebody's voice.
No, it's based on his voice. It's not really how he sounds. I do my Jack Nicklaus, but it's not really Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, sure.
Hey, how you doing there? Yeah.
I don't like this.
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable.
Why don't you come on over across the street?
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
It's real easy to start doing voices.
Shoot some hoops over here.
And sound like a predator.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why is our default always disgusting?
No,
because we're disgusting.
I mean, that's what all these kids shows are, though. It's like, if you're an adult, you're like, this feels weird. As a kid, it's just like, oh, they want to play across the street. It's fine.
Do my Kermit the Frog, which is kind of like my Pat Mahomes.
I like this one.
You like this one better?
Yeah, I don't like the face you're making.
I'm sorry, the voice.
But I like the voice.
I have to contort my face to make my voice sound like this.
That's pretty good.
Teddy, can you do a cartoon voice for me?
What do you want?
Well, I mean, what is it? What can you give me? How about an elephant? How about a playful elephant who likes to play baseball?
Hey, I like to play baseball. I'm a big elephant. Yay. I can't do a voice, but yeah, I'm doing this.
It kind of sounds like Gary Player. Sounds like Timmy's Gary
Player.
Timmy
doing Gary Player, yeah.
Why is there an accent on the elephant?
I don't know. He's a South African.
There was definitely an accent.
Yeah, there was an accent.
100%.
Hey, okay there, Teddy. Good job. Where'd you go there, boo-boo?
Sometimes I tell my wife, I can't believe I get paid to do this.
Well, you don't get paid well.
It's unbelievable. That's
too hot.
Any money at all.
No. All right, Teddy, what do you got? Too hot.
All right. This is from Rothman and Ice, and Rothman was chatting about how he gets upset people if they, you know, they say, hey, are you like a dog person or a cat person? You know, you should be like a pet person, right? You should be able to like and respect them all. And then Maddie had a comment, questionable comment about cats. All right, here we go.
Honestly, it really bugs me when people ask, and I get it. I'm a realist. Are you a dog guy or cat guy or that kind of person? But I always, like, why wouldn't you be both? Like, if you're wired to love animals, if you are that person, and I know you can lean one way or the other, you know how much I feel about dogs, but I'm telling you, I think it's too bad that it's thought of this way.
You're not going to like this take from me. So I'm going to preface with that. You're not going to like this. But I don't think skinless cats are needed on this planet. They are the creepiest.
Oh, you mean furless?
Whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
Furless cats.
Skinless.
I was just thinking about the skin. Yes, that's what I was thinking about. Furless cats.
Like a sphinx.
We don't need them. They creep me out more than almost any animal walking planet Earth right now.
A hairless cat.
Yeah. Skinless cat.
Jeez.
I like
boneless, skinless.
Boneless, just a big bag of skin. You agree with that?
Yeah.
That animal people are animal people and it shouldn't be a dog person or a cat person?
No, I think people should be able to distinguish which animals are their preferred ones.
They have two different personalities, dogs and cats.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Right? And like, I think you can be a whole, we need to do better with animals kind of person. I get that. But
sure.
If you have a lane of an animal, I think that's acceptable too.
Teddy, what do you think? You're a dog guy.
I think it depends on who you are, you know, sort of as a person, because some people get along better with cats and their lifestyle fits that better than dogs, because dogs take a lot more attention. You have to be more attentive to them. So
yeah, you're saying dog people are better than cat people.
No, I don't think they're better. I've had both and I prefer dogs, but that doesn't mean I hate cats.
nobody ever looks at someone who's like, I raise money for breast cancer, and they're like, oh, so you don't like all the other ones. You don't care about that. I think we should be able to do the same thing with pets. Dogs, cats.
You can be passionate.
Yes. About one specific.
About one of them.
Without saying that doesn't mean I disregard all the rest of them.
I understand.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
We do it.
Which one are you then?
Neither.
You have to pick.
If I had to pick, it would be dog. But neither.
Kangaroo?
I prefer a petless home. I would do a fish.
Cut that up, please. I'm going to take that out of context at some point.
I would do a fish.
Major punishments could be coming for college football programs. Details in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You should avoid northbound Alum Creek Drive from 270 to East Howard Road. That's currently closed due to an accident. Emergency crews are on scene there. We also have a crash causing delay on Gender Road at Shannon Road. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Are your floors sagging? Are musty smells reeking throughout your home? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the crawl space repair experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
This show cuts harder than a Cape Cod chip inside Timmy's mouth. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Joshua Perry's in for Timmy today. We had our first walk-off ABS call yesterday in Major League Baseball.
How'd you feel?
Here's the thing. It's bound to happen. You're going to see it in playoff games. You're going to see it maybe in the World Series, where a World Series ends on a walk-off ball strike challenge. This is part of baseball now. And everybody I talk to seems to really, really like it. And I understand the drama aspect of it. I get it. But is it truly baseball? That's the question. And there's a lot of things that can be dramatic. You can put a, you know, bear trap at first base, too. And it's like one out of every 10 people that step on the first base bag get their ankle chopped off. That's drama, too.
Yeah, it is.
You'd have a reaction to that. But is it truly baseball? A game ending on a video replay call like that?
I've got a couple of opinions as somebody who isn't the biggest baseball fan, but watches the sport casually. Number one, I feel like the drama that I really enjoyed was the idea that calls could get screwed up. There was a human element of it, and it was just a part of the game that you had to deal with, and the fallout from that and the reactions from the managers and all the different things and people in the clubhouse after the game. That to me was, I was fine with all of that. I understand the idea of, especially with gambling the way that it is, sports betting, that people would want the game to be called as accurately as possible. But I was fine with that. The other thing, and there was the instance, I can't remember who the player was, but basically went back to back on challenges like over the weekend or whatever.
It was Suarez for the Reds.
Got them both.
Yeah.
That makes your umpires look terrible. Like, there's the other.
They make themselves look terrible.
They do,
too.
But there's another aspect of this where it's like, damn, have they really been that bad for that long? And we know the answer was yes, but it was a part of the game. And now you can go back to back on challenges and win them both. It's like, oh my gosh, that might be worse for just the appearance of those guys than anything that's happened.
That's right. Here's what I have to remind myself, though, because I'm the guy that is usually very resistant to change.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I have to snap myself out of that. And sometimes I analyze a situation and I still say, no,
I still don't like it. Not all progress is good progress, right? But sometimes I have to admit that what I'm saying is complete and total BS. Mm-hmm. Like when I say, oh, can you imagine a World Series ending on a challenged call? Well, the other side of that is, can you imagine a World Series ending on a terrible call?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't challenged. There was no video replay. But at the same time, the World Series ended on a call that shouldn't have been called.
Right.
So ultimately, aren't we here for the accuracy? Aren't we here to get it as right as we possibly can, even if it's different?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one way to take it. I think it's probably the right way to take it. I think we're here for the drama regardless of how it comes. I, as a reality TV fan,
there you go.
Sports is the best version of reality television.
And this
to
creates
me
drama.
Because it creates drama. So right, as long as you get that, I think you're fine.
The NCAA Division I cabinet on Wednesday approved major penalties, including head coach suspensions and football budget fines, for programs that seek to circumvent the transfer portal by adding players outside the designated windows. So FBS programs that add or sign players who withdraw from their schools but bypass the transfer portal window will have their head coaches suspended for 6 games. The suspension includes all football activities, no recruiting, no on-field coaching, no administrative duties, any of that. Additionally, schools found in violation of the rule would also be fined 20% of their football budget, regardless of whether the head coach in charge during the time of the violation is still employed at the school. The rule, which goes into effect immediately and is retroactive to February 25th, seeks to stop ghost transfers where athletes withdraw from one school and enroll at another without entering the transfer portal. That method was utilized by defensive back Xavier Lucas, who transferred from Wisconsin to Miami. Mm-hmm. Quarterback Jake Retzlaff, who moved from BYU to Tulane last offseason. This is not something that happens often.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on this?
Well, I think the Retzlaff case was a little bit of a different one than the Xavier Lucas case. Like he had a legal issue involving a young lady. The charges ended up being dropped, but at BYU, they have the honor code or whatever.
Right, right.
And so there was really no way for him to get out, and he still had to serve whatever suspension it was because he still violated the honor code, even though he wasn't in legal trouble. Like, that guy should be able to dip, in my opinion, regardless of the time of year, but you probably should get a waiver to do that. The Xavier Lucas situation was absolutely insane. Because he had signed a revenue share agreement, I believe, or the NIL agreement or whatever was in existence at the time, and then was just like, yeah, I don't feel like doing this anymore. And the coaches will point to this all the time and be like, boy, that's a real problem, and we shouldn't do that. But you have somebody, Mario Cristobal in this case, who's like, come hither, mm-hmm, I will accept you. So the idea now that the coaches would have to serve the suspension is going to make them hopefully fall in line, because everybody complains, but then they participate in the bad behavior, and there was nothing really stopping them except for, well, if you want to be a good guy, you can try to do that, but you might not win games. So I actually like this as a solution because it falls completely on the head coach.
My question is, though, is it enforceable? I guess.
We'll see.
From a suspension standpoint, I can see where it's enforceable, but 20% of your football budget is something that we haven't seen, really. A monetary fine like that. And I just wonder how that would be enforced.
I'm curious about that, too. I'm sure somebody might try to take that to court. Feels like the suspension.
We take everything to court,
we do,
my friend.
But it feels like the suspension should be enforceable if everybody, like, there's nothing that would be illegal per, like, actual laws about that. And I think that is probably the more important aspect. Like, nobody's hiring a coach that they pay $8, $10, $12 million to have them miss half the season.
Right.
Like, nobody's doing that.
Can you imagine how that would have changed everything if that was enforced last year?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously Miami's playing for the national championship.
Yes.
So let's say in this scenario, Mario Cristobal suspended for 6 games. Are they still in the same position? Do they still wind up playing for the national championship?
When did they play Louisville? This is a question. They might have won that game. because that got nasty at the end.
But I mean, we're always...
I get what you're saying.
We're always talking about, and this is the nature of college sports, right or wrong, you've had victories taken away from teams because they played ineligible players.
Sure.
So are you telling me that Xavier Woods is ineligible?
Is there anything in there that says anything about the eligibility aspect?
No, and that's the interesting thing about
because
it.
Because that's the part that would be taken to court and challenged immediately is the eligibility.
See, that makes no sense.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been there. It shouldn't happen.
Yep.
But he's not ineligible. All right, too hot.
Too hot!
Teddy dazzles us with audio. What do you got, Teddy?
All right, let's go back to T-Bone and Tyvison. I'm sure you guys heard this there last week. There was the Kit Kat truck that was stolen, or the truck full of Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah.
It was over in Europe. It was a massive truck, had all these Kit Kats in it.
All right.
It was stolen. So T-Bone had some thoughts about the people who stole the Kit Kat truck.
What I want to say is this. I don't encourage crime. Crime is bad. Don't steal things that aren't yours. However, while I would not do it, to croak Chris Rock, I understand. Like, if you are seeing a Kit Kat truck driving down the road and you have the means to hijack it and steal it, again, I wouldn't do it, but I understand. Is all I'm saying. I would commit crimes for Kit Kats.
They're going to be selling them depending Kit Kats for a long time.
Do you guys feel Kit Kat overrated or do you like Kit Kat?
I love Kit Kats.
I like a Kit Kat.
What do you think? Kit Kat? Good? Bad?
Overrated.
Overrated.
It's not.
You're not a chocolate guy, though.
Yeah, but I'm also the wafer does absolutely nothing for
Teddy,
me.
Kit Kat.
I think it's rated fine or possibly slightly overrated, maybe. But I mean, I enjoy
Kit Kat haters around here.
I enjoy them, but they're not the elite.
It's not candy corn, I'll say that.
Oh, you and your candy corn and your sugar-free Werther's Originals.
I love the Werther's.
My God. All right, coming up, something we've been told matters doesn't really matter in the world of college football. Joshua Perry's in for Timmy. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 30-minute slowdown due to a crash that's in the right lane on northbound Alum Creek Drive between 270 and East Howard Road. We've got police on scene there causing stop-and-go traffic. And we've got an accident causing delay on Chatterton Road at Bryce Road. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. Don't let tax refund worries hold you back. File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction to help you get every refund dollar you deserve or your money back. Start filing today in the Credit Karma app. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Tyvis Powell is a contradiction. He'll police the food you have on your plate and shame you into dieting. Also, he has a burner Uber Eats account so his wife doesn't know what he's eating. T-Bone and Tyvis.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan.
When you start...
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Poll is sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub, home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
This show has over 50 years of combined radio experience.
They also have a combined mental age of 11. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
We've raised that mental age a little bit today because Timmy's out, Joshua Perry is in. If your wife were here and she was asked, what is your mental age? She's saying this for you. What would she say?
I think she would say my actual age.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
I think depending on when you ask my wife, she would either say I'm 11
mm-hmm.
or 100.
Yeah. No, I mean, I've got some, people will tell you, I've got some old man tendencies of Werther's.
The Werther's?
among some other things. But, I think I'm about right mentally. About right. But I like sports like little kids like sports, you know, so it balances out.
What do you mean you like it like little kids like sports?
Like I like to run around and still do stuff if I can.
Yeah.
Now, I can't, but I like to.
You can. You're fine.
Oh, no, no, no.
I mean, you got scrambled eggs up in the melon a little bit, but yeah. You can.
Mashed potatoes, baby.
Yeah, right.
Here's the thing. I was at the YMCA, and I don't play basketball with those guys out there. It's too much. But I'll shoot hoops, and I'll run up and down the court, whatever. And one day, I came back home, and my Achilles was sore. That was a sign to me that I shouldn't. Don't do it. Because the next thing you know, boom. And now you're in a boot for 6 months.
How competitive were you getting?
I wasn't. I was just working out. Like I was trying to get a good sweat worked up, get some cardio in. So I'm running sprints up and down the court and I'm, you know, doing ball handling drills. Like I'm practicing just to try.
Oh, you weren't playing in a game?
No, I won't play against those guys.
Oh.
They do too much.
What do you mean they do too much?
They're a little too into it.
You should get with Beanie and go play because Beanie told me he could score 10 points in the NBA. He could average 10 a game.
Every football player thinks that they could play basketball. It's an issue. I raced she was probably 10 at the time. I raced a 10-year-old. I don't know if I told you this.
This doesn't sound good, but go ahead.
No, this is my problem, though. This is why my mental age might skew a little bit lower sometimes. Both quads, a hamstring, and both hip flexors. I was cooked. Cooked, but I won.
But you won.
I was cooked.
About a year ago or something, my wife, who works out pretty much every single day, and then there's me, right? And we were, you know, doing some trash talking, as you do, and she's, you know, talking about what terrible shape I'm in, and I said, let's sprint right now. Let's sprint. Let's do 50 yards right now. Now, if it was any longer than 50 yards.
50 is aggressive still.
50 is aggressive. But I'm just saying, anything longer, I'd go right to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
But I beat her.
Did you?
I beat her.
And you let her hear about it, I'm sure.
Oh, I let her hear about it.
Yeah.
But I was about, it's funny because in that moment, you're running as fast as you possibly can. And it's something that I don't normally do. Why would I? Mm-hmm. And there was a moment where I could almost feel myself falling flat on my face on the asphalt.
Yeah, because you're doing too much back kicking when you're running.
Oh,
you gotta
yeah.
pick your knees up, man. That's your problem.
We'll do some sprint coaching out there. I'm on the Zepbound pen now, losing some weight. I can go out there and do some sprinting.
So I gave this kid a head start because, you know, I don't like to just win when it comes to competitions with the young people. I like to really show them up to help build character. So
sounds right.
I'm going to let you get a little bit of, and then
you're like the freeze at the baseball games.
Yes. That was my big issue because then she was faster than I realized.
Uh-huh.
So I was digging a little bit.
And you were burning.
Yeah, I was.
But you beat her.
I did.
And then you pointed and laughed and she cried and cried.
There was no laughing because I was in pain.
Is something that we've been told matters in college sports completely irrelevant? I saw Alabama's AD saying the time has come to get rid of conference championship games. We don't need these anymore. They're antiquated. Now, I understand why we're probably going to get rid of them
mm-hmm.
because we're going to expand the playoffs.
Yes.
We need the time,
right.
Really. We need the week to have an expanded playoffs, but I don't know. Do you think that would be a shame? It's a fairly new phenomenon, the conference championship game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is it?
Well, here 15, it is.
15 years old?
See, that's the thing about it. The people down south have a much more visceral reaction to the idea of eliminating the conference championship game because they've been doing it for much longer down there.
Yeah, yeah.
It means more. That's what they say.
Okay.
And for us, it was, what was it, like, 2010 or 20 was the first year that we had it in the Big Ten. And so there's not that much history to it. It doesn't really feel like we're leaving much behind. if we were to evolve to a different system. And so, first off, I think any game where there's confetti and rings, and now they give these guys medals up on the podium, which I'd not seen that before, and I would love for the conference office to send me a medal because I don't have a Big Ten champion medal, which these guys get now.
You want a prorated medal?
Yes, I do. But there, any game where you're doing that, you can't tell me it's not a big deal. It is a big deal, but just acknowledge that and say, but we have to turn the page into a different era. And if we want to get the postseason structure that we really like, we just don't have room for it. And we're going to do something different. But I think it's a big deal personally. I also understand the desire to move away from it. It is what it is.
What does Joshua Perry's ideal postseason structure look like?
I think you have the weekend of conference championship games. I think you have a little bit of a play-in. So you protect the teams that finish at the top of your conference, and you allow the other teams that are kind of there, probably can't differentiate a ton, to play their way into it. Then right after that, we're jumping into a playoff, and we're just going to go. And if we never expanded again, I would be perfectly fine with that. But we know that's coming. But if you kept the field 12, 16, whatever, nothing more than that, you go group of five. If you earn your way in by ranking, I'm fine with it. I'm not putting you in just for the sake of putting you in.
So is it a ranking thing or is it a committee thing?
No, I would like to go back to computers.
Okay.
Yeah, so like the way the BCS used to do it, which was more favorable to the group of five teams based on the sims of the BCS rankings than the committee. So it might actually be better for them, but I would go to that. And then I don't know how much time we need, but I'm looking at right around New Year's. We better be done, because this January 20th,
too much. Huh?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That is insane. And you're running up against the NFL too much. It doesn't make any sense.
You want to do these playoff games utilizing the bowl system, or do you want to do home away sort of thing? And then maybe you have a neutral site for the championship game.
I think the idea of doing semis and championship at the neutral sites at some of the old bowl sites works for me. I loved the bowl games. The New Year's Six, I think, is a huge deal. I think it's one of the reasons why everybody is clamoring about making the playoff field, even if they don't win games, is because there's not a traditional New Year's Six where they could end up with an Orange Bowl championship or a Rose Bowl championship as it was in the past. So give me a little bit of that. Keep the earlier rounds on campus, so I think the teams deserve to be able to host.
One of your guilty pleasures is you love Bravo shows. You love Real Housewives, all of that. We're going to do some Real Housewives trivia for Joshua Perry coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Traffic is moving slow due to a crash if you're on Gender Road at Shannon Road, and you're looking at a five-minute holdup on eastbound U.S. 33 going from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by COTA. Tapping is already how you move through your day. Now it's how you ride the bus. Pay to ride COTA by tapping your card, smartphone, or smartwatch, and go. Learn more at COTA.com/tap. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels. The Blue Jackets try and shake a four-game losing streak when they face the Carolina Hurricanes in Raleigh tonight. 7 o'clock faceoff here on The Fan. Going into play with just 7 games left in the regular season, the Jackets hold the final wild card position in the East. Elvis Merzlikins will be in goal. And with a number of injuries, the Jackets say Mason Marchman and Isaac Lundestrom will be game-time decisions. Las Vegas Raiders today signed veteran quarterback Kirk Cousins, who was just released last month by Atlanta. Terms not disclosed. This occurs with the Raiders expected with a number one pick in the upcoming draft to take quarterback Fernando Mendoza. The Cincinnati Bengals today signed free agent safety Kyle Duggar, formerly of Pittsburgh, as well as veteran cornerback Jasir Taylor, who played with the Jets last year. Columbus Clippers at home with Indianapolis, off night for both Cincinnati and Cleveland. This update brought to you by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, call 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit sleepbettercolumbus.com. Stop snoring, sleep better, and live better. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio's sports destination.
Timmy desperately needs you to listen to this show so he can pay for his stupid dog's 10th ACL surgery. This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy's off today. Joshua Perry is with me. One of the things I love about Joshua is that he is a man who knows what he likes. And what you like, my friend, is trashy television on Bravo.
Gotta consume it. You have to. You should.
If you don't. If you should, but you do.
I don't know if it's good for you. I've got a theory. I don't know if it is either, but I think watching that on television makes up for the lack of drama in my personal life.
I understand that.
Yeah. And so if I can keep it away by keeping it on the television, I think that's positive.
That's what I try and provide people on this show, is that we're so sophomoric. You know, maybe you get all your fart humor out of the way, then you go home to your family.
You can be regular.
It's Masterpiece Theater time or whatever. So I've prepared a Real Housewives quiz to really see how into it you are.
All right.
Okay. Now, I also got a special guest to record a message to you before we begin the Housewives quiz, so take it away.
Hey, Joshua, it's Andy. I'd like to thank you for being such a big fan of Bravo and everything we do with Housewives. If I ever do a Gorgeous Black Men of Columbus edition, you're on it. My good friend, Mr. Common Man, is here with some trivia to test your knowledge. Also, I was sitting in my favorite lounge chair by the pool yesterday, and for a minute, all my sun was gone. I thought it was another solar eclipse, but it was really just Tyvus's ass blocking out my rays. Get that man a salad.
All right.
Wow.
Thank you, Mr. Andy. So now we're ready for the first question. What was the first location selected for the Real Housewives franchise?
This one feels like one I should know, and I'm not sure. I'm going to say it was Orange County that was the first
one. That's correct.
Yeah.
It was. Oh, you're going to double dings there, Teddy? I got it. 2006 was the first spinoff. That's not right. Series.
Yes.
And it was Orange County. All right, next. I don't like that one. Let me go to the next one. What location of the series introduced the world to Bethany Frankel?
Bethany Frankel was introduced by New York.
That's correct. Real Housewives of New York City. What brand does she represent?
That's the skinny girl margaritas, right? Yeah.
Look at you. Which housewife is frequently referred to as the Countess?
The Countess. Luann.
Luann, also on the New York season.
That's right.
She's the Countess. Was she married to someone?
Yes, she was.
Okay. What did Aviva Drescher, am I saying that name properly?
I'm out on this one.
What did Aviva Drescher throw across the table during a famous fight scene on the show? Your choices are a glass, money, or her leg.
Oh, this was the leg. This was the leg.
It says the New York housewife shocked her dining companions when she removed her prosthetic leg and threw it across the table.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This is why you should watch.
Uh-huh. What season of the show introduced NeNe Leakes to the world?
That was Atlanta. That's one of my favorite franchises.
NeNe Leakes. Well, here's some more Atlanta trivia for you. Which Atlanta housewife was confused about the operation of the Underground Railroad?
Oh, Portia. Poor Portia.
That is correct. Portia, during a tour of the Freedom Trail in Savannah, Georgia,
wondered
who actually drove the underground train.
Yeah.
So there's that. Portia was also, this is a little thing that I know, it's not on here. Portia was married to which former NFL player?
Cordell Stewart. So here's the sad part. I'll give you a backstory on Portia and this Underground Railroad thing. She is the granddaughter of a big leader in the civil rights movement.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Poor representation.
Who was not an original member of the New Jersey cast? Not Melissa Gorga, Teresa Giudice, or Danielle Staub? Who was not an original member?
I'm not sure on this one. I want to say Melissa Gorga.
That is correct. She joined the show during its third season.
There we go.
All right. Which New Jersey housewife spent a year in the Slammer in 2015?
Well, Teresa.
That's correct.
Giudice.
Served a year in federal prison for fraud.
She's a fraudster.
And the fact that she has no forehead. Her hairline comes down to her eyebrows.
Forehead.
That's right.
Oh, man.
Which member of the New Jersey cast got a spinoff show in 2014? Would that be Jacqueline, Melissa, or Caroline Manzo?
Oh, Caroline.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was called Manzoed with Children.
Didn't watch it.
No? No. What year did The Real Housewives of D.C. premiere? 2006, 2008, or 2010?
Not sure. This was a short-lived...
Only lasted one season.
That's right. I'm going to say it was 2010.
You're perfect so far. Perfect.
Really sick.
What season did Lisa Vanderpump appear on? Would that be Orange County, Beverly Hills, or Miami?
She is a Beverly Hills girlie.
That is correct. She also got her own spinoff. Can you tell me what that is called?
Vanderpump Rules.
Which season of the show featured a suicide by one of the stars of the series? That's dark. Miami, Atlanta, or Beverly Hills?
I have no idea. I don't even want to guess on this one.
You gotta get perfect scores so far.
All right. Beverly Hills.
That is correct. Taylor Armstrong's husband, Russell Armstrong, hung himself in their home 1 month after she filed for divorce.
That's rough.
I want to say that some stuff came out on the show about how he was physically abusive to her.
Mm. I think that was the case.
Yeah. I think I know a little bit too much about this stuff, too.
You should just dive all in.
I know.
Yeah.
Who was not an original member of the Miami cast? Christy Rice, Lisa Hochstein, or Larsa Pippen?
See, this is one that my wife watches consistently, and I was never really able to get in to the Miami Housewives. I'm going to go with the first woman you named, but I'm not.
Christy Rice?
Yeah.
No.
Damn.
Lisa Hochstein was not on it. What location was chosen for the eighth incarnation of the series? Is it Potomac, Maryland, Boston, or Seattle?
Oh, Potomac.
Of course.
It's one of my favorite franchises.
Premiered in 2016. What Texas city did producers...
Dallas.
Jesus.
That was short-lived as well. And the first episode disgusted me.
Why did it disgust you?
They were outside peeing in bushes and talking about farts.
Well, that's not very glamorous.
It's not.
What series did Brandy Glanville appear on? Is that Orange County, New York, or Beverly Hills?
Oof. I know it's either OC or Beverly Hills. OC.
No, that's not right.
Damn.
Beverly Hills. What season introduced Kim Zolciak to the world? Is that Atlanta, Orange County, or New York?
Atlanta. Kim Zolciak also got the
spinoff show.
Don't be tardy.
Don't be
Yes. Don't She's a mess. She was married to Corey Bierman, the NFL player. They had a nasty divorce. They didn't pay taxes. They had house troubles, a whole thing with them. Very good all for right, reality I got TV.
And one more for you.
All right.
Whose wig got pulled loose during season two of the Atlanta series? Is that Kim? Is that Portia Williams? Or Sheree Whitfield?
So it was Kim's wig got shifted by Sheree. She okay, said, I just right. shifted it.
Okay. You did very good on this.
Thank you.
Teddy, weren't you impressed by this guy's knowledge?
It's incredible.
I don't know what this says about me.
Oh, I think it says wonderful things. I really do. We're going to talk about some quarterback play coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident that's blocking the right lane and causing holdup on southbound 71 on the north side at 11th Avenue. Expect it to move slow from 17th Avenue. And there's a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 between Kinnear Street and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. The only thing better than grabbing a Blizzard treat on a warm, sunny day would be snagging a second one for just 99 cents with the Blizzard Double Flip Deal. It's buy one Blizzard treat, get another one for just 99 cents when you order in the DQ app. DQ, happy tastes good. For a limited time at participating U.S. locations. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
What does it mean to give 100%? It means giving everything you've got every single day. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. So no matter what you give, we give 100% for life-saving research victories, 100% to making new discoveries that lead to innovative treatments, 100% to groundbreaking cancer research that could one day save someone you love. We know cancer research is working. Over the last 30 years, an estimated 4.5 million lives have been saved thanks to game-changing research breakthroughs. But there is more work to do. That's why the V Foundation gives 100% of every dollar donated directly to cancer research. We will always give 100% to accelerate victory over cancer.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Donate today at V.org.
One more play-by-play.
Yay!
It's on The Fan, too. March Madness, Reds baseball, Ohio State athletics, and much more. Find The Fan 2 on The Fan's HD2 channel and 1460 on the AM dial.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, on Friday, look for a few rain showers early and then a 40% chance of rain, even a couple of spotty storms in the afternoon, and warm with highs back to 80. On Saturday, it's 80 again, and the cold front that comes in late in the day is the main event with a line of some rain and even a few thunderstorms. The chance is 60% of getting wet. On Sunday, Easter, drier with some sunshine and highs only in the 50s. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
These two morons keep the studio so cold that Timmy's nipples can cut glass. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
These guys are cool, but not that cool.
Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry is hanging out with me. We just did some Real Housewives trivia, which you just cleaned up on fantastic job.
A little disappointed I didn't get them all.
You did good.
I did all
you
right.
You did a good job. Fun.
What a shame. What a shame.
There's a couple I didn't get a chance to ask you, though. What season featured Kim and Kyle Richards?
That was, they are Beverly Hills.
That's right. And they are sisters?
Yeah.
With
the, what's her name?
Paris Hilton's mom?
Kathy Hilton.
Kathy Hilton.
Yes.
All right. What was I going to talk to you about? Oh, quarterback play now. Fernando Mendoza had his pro day yesterday. He's apparently already learning the Raiders offense. They have the number one pick in the draft.
Sure.
By the way, the Raiders signed Kirk Cousins today, yeah, whatever that means.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me, that's, it would be great to actually have Fernando Mendoza, his mentor, be an older version of him.
Yes.
Just from a personality and looks department. They yeah. both strike me as the same sort of person.
I think they'll get along.
But what type of pro do you think Fernando Mendoza is going to be? Whenever I tell people that I don't really think he's going to be a very good professional, they'll say, oh, you're just the loser Buckeye fan.
Yeah.
Who? It has nothing to do with that. He
right.
had a fantastic collegiate career. He deserved to win the Heisman Trophy. I'm taking none of that away from him. I just don't see him as a difference-making quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that to his game. I think he'll be fine, right? Like, we watched Sam Darnold in the right type of offense with Clint Kubiak, who is now the head coach of the Raiders, be able to play well enough that his team could win a championship, right? So, like, I think there is a world where Fernando Mendoza is a very good quarterback who can start in the league for a little while. But, like, the people who are like, he's the best player in this draft, I don't agree with that. I think that's actually a crazy statement. Like, I was looking back, was it like the 2024 draft where you had Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May and Michael Penix Jr., J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix? Like, where are you ranking him among those guys? Because I don't think that you're going to say he's Caleb Williams' level of difference maker. I don't think you're going to say he's Jaden Daniels' level of difference maker, but all of a sudden he's, because he is the number
one
quarterback.
It's a weak quarterback draft.
And so we're trying to, we're not, people are not criticizing him in a way that they typically would if there were more quarterbacks around. When I look at his game, heavy run emphasis at Indiana, heavy RPO system. And in the games where they could not run it for 4 yards a carry or more, he was one touchdown, one interception. Like, that was the literal stat line. It was like that in the Big Ten Championship. It was like that when they played against Iowa. It was like that the first time they played against Oregon. It was like that when they played Penn State. And they didn't run the ball well in those games. He didn't play particularly well. The free entry passes, you got to ask a question about that. Also, the people talk about the Penn State drive. Watch Charlie Becker make a hell of a catch on the sideline, and then I watch what Omar Cooper Jr. did in the back of the end zone. Like, he played well. He showed some grit. He also took a sack early. He had a couple of really good catches during that drive and stood in the pocket when the pressure was coming. Mm-hmm. He knew it was coming. I give him all the credit for that. But I prefer not to talk about him like he is this can't-miss number one overall guy. I think he'll be fine. I also think the Raiders understand that you want to have a veteran around him. Kirk Cousins is a great guy for that. Kubiak came out at meetings this week and said, I'd prefer not to start a rookie. And I think he believes that, but I also think it's because of the rookie that they're going to get. I think he might need to sit for half a year or a year to really have him ready to go out there and think that he can win games. So that's my take on him. I think he's a very good player. I'm not buying the hype of can't miss on him.
Talked about Kubiak. I saw that he was talking about his relationship with Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady, of course, minority owner of the Raiders. And he says, yeah, we talk pretty much every single day. We text pretty much every single day. Is that good? Do you want that? I mean, people would say, oh, he's Tom Brady. Wouldn't you want all that knowledge? But just because Tom Brady could do it doesn't mean he necessarily knows how to evaluate talent or can teach it.
Yeah, I think there's some of that to you're new at the job. You're in a new place and you have Tom Brady there willing to share and to help you grow. I think it's okay for right now. If we're talking about a guy who has been a head coach for 10 years in the NFL, I'm not exactly sure you're answering all those text messages. I don't think you want all of that. So I think acceptable given the circumstances, but I think there's also this point for that you made as well. Tom Brady was a phenomenal player, right? Michael Jordan was as well. What is Michael Jordan as an owner? We don't know the Tom Brady thing. We don't have enough runway to know if he's a guy who should have that much input just because he was a great player. He might be a bad owner. We don't know that.
Well, and the other side of that too is, you know, you talk about, oh, you tenure guy, tenure veteran coach doesn't answer those text messages. But Tom Brady, by all accounts, was very pivotal in hiring the head coaching position.
Well, sure.
Does Tom Brady hire a guy like that? Or does he hire a guy who's got his first NFL job because he knows that he's going to have more say with a younger guy than he would a veteran guy?
I mean, if you want to coach the team, just be the damn coach. You know, like,
well, he wants to keep his $300 million broadcasting gig too.
All right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, you want to do a little bit of everything. You're probably not going to be great at all of them. Like, you pick your lane and stay in your lane.
All right. I'm going to ask you another quarterback question. I'm reading these stories about drama in Philadelphia and how this year is going to be a very important year for Jalen Hurts in his development. Now, this is a guy who already won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay. Let's just preface it by saying that. And they're talking about this season being sort of a make it or break it year for Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia. Do you think that the national media is artificially hard on Jalen Hurts and that he's a star? He can go anywhere else and be a very good quarterback. Or do you think he's been in the right place at the right time and he's a glorified running back that can sometimes throw?
So I think there are some people who are a little bit too hard on him, but I'm in the camp that he is very system and scheme dependent, which is not a knock. I think most players are. Now, this reporting that came out was super intriguing to me because everybody was willing to say what they had to say anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is the definition of a hit piece because it wasn't great stuff that came out. Why would they do that? Is my question there. These were also things that I was hearing this past fall, talking to some of the folks that I know who are in the NFL circles. They were getting from people in Philadelphia, he is resistant to change in the offense. He will not go under center. He does not like to play with shifts and motions within the offense, and he does not want to ever have his back to the defense. He doesn't. And he wants to be in the gun specifically to see. And because he wants his legs to be a part of the threat, where if you're in the shotgun, quarterback can be in the run game, the whole deal. That has been a thing that people have talked about behind closed doors for a little while. I don't think it's the worst thing to be scheme dependent. What I do think is tough for a guy like him is to be resistant to evolving the offense. People know what you're good at. People know how you like to attack. You got a nice arm. You can throw the ball deep. You can hit some of the more efficient passes. Maybe the intermediate game's a bit of a question. You change the game with your legs, but you've done it behind a really good offensive line when you were successful with a great run game. You have to be able to evolve off of that as a quarterback, or else you're just not going to look as good. And that's what's happened. That's what's happened with that offense over the last couple years.
So it's not necessarily, you think, a skill set problem. It's the fact that he's just not willing to evolve as a player.
100%. I think he can achieve the heights that we saw when they won the Super Bowl, right? Like, he can be a great player, but you're not going to continue to do everything the same way you've always done it and think you're going to be a great player.
How much friction behind the scenes was going on between him and AJ Brown too? I mean,
I think enough friction. You know, those guys, we all could see how they weren't as interactive during games. I think when you're a wide receiver and you're playing a very dependent position and your quarterback goes out in the huddle and is constantly changing plays and will not do different things within the offense to keep it more efficient and more explosive, and you're not
maybe getting things that you worked on during the week,
and
right?
You're not getting the looks that you want, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah. All right, we'll do some more Too Hot with Teddy.
Too Hot!
Teddy's got some more audio for us coming up in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
You're looking at a 5-minute slowdown if you're on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt going from 315 to 71. And we've got another delay due to a crash on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side after 670. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
The world is sick. With those four words, the innocence and joy of childhood disappears. But Starlight has taught us four other words that make all the difference. The power of play. Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation delivers happiness through gaming, toy deliveries, and more to hospitals across the country. Learn more at starlight.org.
Common Man and Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Two men who are not allowed to sleep in the same room as their wives. This is Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. Joshua Perry is with me. We were talking during the break. We were talking about quarterbacks and all this. And I forgot to even bring up the fact that there is a piece out there that the Denver Broncos are sniffing around Aaron Rodgers, which makes absolutely no sense for me. Now, look, I have no love lost for Aaron Rodgers. I think the Steelers would be in a better situation if they just cut bait and started fresh. But what type of rationale would that be?
So I saw in the piece that Florio wrote on Pro Football Talk that there might be some people in Denver who think that if you capture the right year of Aaron Rodgers, it would give you a better chance to win a Super Bowl than what they saw from Bo Nix, which is insane to me as a concept of why that would make sense, considering how far they went before Bo Nix got hurt.
They were one game away from going to the Super Bowl, and Bo Nix didn't play in that game.
It's wild to me.
And talk about the right year from Aaron. What are you, spinning the roulette of years? You know what you're going to get from Aaron Rodgers. Slightly less than you got from him last year.
Yeah, it's... I am completely done with the Aaron Rodgers thing. I've said this on any of the shows that I've been on here, any platform that will let me. But he seems like he's so disconnected from wanting to do all of the things that it takes during the offseason and training camp. And like, just, I know people say when he gets there, he's great to learn from. He feels like he's flirted with retirement too much. And I had a coach who used to say this all the time. But the moment you start thinking about retiring from football, you have already retired from football.
You should probably retire. Yeah.
That's it. I'm done.
I like how the Steelers say, too. Yeah, we should know before the draft. Well, I sure as hell hope so.
I mean, but people continue to play that game with him. Like, he can't do that unless there's a willing participant on the other side.
I know that. All right, too hot with Teddy.
Too hot!
Teddy's got some audio for us. What do you got, Teddy?
All right, when we last left you, we were chatting about a stolen Kit Kat truck, right, with T-Bone and Tyvus?
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a follow-up on that, and they also had Ryan Baker sitting in on this one, and Tyvus was kind of chatting. They were chatting about the correct way to eat a Kit Kat, so let's give this a listen here.
I'm just saying, he didn't break it off and eat it symmetrically. He ate it how he wanted to. In the end of the day, it all gets in your stomach and gets turned into mush. So who cares? Like, eat it how you want.
Well, I break it off.
It's fun snapping it.
You're supposed to snap it, and then you eat it layer. You eat the chocolate, then the wafer, and then the rest. Yeah.
And what?
Layers. You know,
what do you mean?
When
how
you bite
would you go about that?
So, like, when you look at it from the side, you take the top part off,
And then you pull it apart again.
No, no, no. I like with your teeth.
You
break
the top. You're doing like a cheese slice? No, I'm just taking it right off the top. What kind of psychopath are you?
I was with you, Tyvus, until this point.
Yeah, this is
this is you gotta enjoy it. You know, if you just eat it, it goes fast.
Have you had the
remember though, he's not a foodie. He has very detailed opinions on how to eat a Kit Kat, but not a foodie.
It amazes me how strange people are eating things.
It's like a corn on the cob where he's just like nibbling.
It's like he's nibbling the top off. Dan Orlovsky talks about how he
eats a bland diet.
He doesn't like milk chocolate, so he spits out the chocolate parts of the Reese's peanut butter cup and just eats the peanut butter.
Brother, just eat peanut butter.
In the middle. Yes, I understand that. T-Bone has told me about his brother where he just, you know, eats the cream out of the Oreo, throws the cookie away.
Like, I get it. People are weird. So I like the cherry peel and pull Twizzlers.
Okay.
But I don't peel and pull them. I just...
You just gnaw them?
Yeah, I mean, like, the peel and pull is... That's too much work. I just want to eat the damn thing.
It's too much work.
So there's... On the Twizzler, there's 9 of them. So I've got to peel it and hope it doesn't break as I'm pulling it apart because it twists, right? So I got to pull it, and then I got to... I'm just biting the thing. Like, I don't need the whole novelty of the peel and pull.
Teddy, what's the weirdest way you eat something?
You remember the whatchamacallits, right? When I was a kid.
They still have them.
Yeah, but they went away for a while. But when I was a kid, I loved them. And I would kind of nibble on it where I would eat all the sort of the chocolate around the edge of it. And then I would eat the center portion of it.
Okay, well, I understand that. I'm sort of weird with a Pop-Tart. I'll go all around the edge of the Pop-Tart and save the filling portion.
You want to get the nasty part out the way first.
It's not nasty. It's just not the...
It's not great.
It's not the center, the filet.
I promise you, it's not great. If you've ever eaten the edge of a Pop-Tart that didn't have frosting on it...
Well, I mean, it's not like a Parisian pastry now.
No,
I understand.
But I'm saying like that...
Eating the corners of it. Yeah,
it just tastes like...
Yeah, I get that out of the way first.
Chalk.
I eat around it.
Yeah.
And then I get the fruity middle.
I think that's reasonable.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Too hot.
All right, Teddy.
All right. Let's talk more about, from Bishop and Friends, Bo chatting about his vacation, and he ran into some, you know, the guys down there, and they all have a specific kind of fashion, Neil, that the Southern people wear. So let's give this a listen.
Some things never change when you go to 30A. And while fashion changes for everybody, fashion stands still for Southern folks who go to 30A. For the men, khaki shorts, short on the inseam, polo shirt with your institution of higher learning on the crest. That's the go-to look. There was one thing that I saw that probably even trumped that, and it was the amount of Southern young men who are trying their damnedest to look like Riley Green. The amount of mustaches and high hats walking the beaches. And I get it. He's a smooth operator. I totally get it. I understand it, fellas, but there were dozens of them. It was like a Riley Green impersonator contest, look-alike contest all over the beaches.
All right, so I didn't know what 30A was earlier today.
Well, you better learn 30A, buddy.
Well, now I know. It's panhandle time down there. I get it. Who's Riley Green?
He's a country singer.
Again.
It's over my head.
Why is Bo going to these places? Is he getting in the RV and going down there?
Yes, he is.
If the RV is a private jet, then yes.
All right, so I didn't know what 30A was. I didn't know who Riley Green was.
I'm tired of these mustaches, though. And as I say this, but the real thick, bushy, nobody really looks handsome with that.
No? What about Tom Selleck?
Nobody looks handsome with that. I think we just got to get that out there. I know it's a popular thing for, you said it, the young dudes right now. But your thick mustache, you're going to regret all of the photographs that you're in at your buddy's wedding with that goofy ass mustache. And then you look back one day, you're going to be like, why would I ever look like that? Well, I'm telling you right now, you don't have to.
You like the Riley Green there, Teddy? You like country music, don't you?
I actually had never heard of the guy until I Googled him.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Because I thought he played for the Tigers. But right,
Riley Green?
He plays for the Tigers, I think, right?
Too hot!
All right, what else you got?
All right, let's go to Rothman and Ice. And earlier this week, they were chatting about like the Kiss Cam at games. And if you're on a first date or so there with someone, the kiss cam comes on, is it appropriate to lean in and do the kiss? I don't know if you heard them talk about that or not, but this led to another conversation where they were chatting about how many dates is it okay before you're allowed to have your first kiss. So let's hear what Maddie has to say about that.
When and where is the proper time for the first kiss? Date number...
Oh, I don't know about the number.
Date number 3? Is that when you go in? Is that the advice you give some lads listening right now?
I'm not giving that advice. If you think is the one...
Set the over-under.
I don't know.
Over-under, 1.5 dates.
I would go over. I would go over 1.5 dates until I go in.
That's why the first date is a tricky one.
Oh, it really is. And then what do you do for the first date? All that. It can be a lot. It can be a lot. Yeah, I don't go in for kisses on the first date. It's just not in my...
Is that a nice handshake?
In my deal.
What are we doing?
I slice to play hard to get.
Hey, it was nice going
out
with
you. It was a great day.
I usually go in for a little church hug.
Okay.
Yeah, on the way out.
A little peace be with you.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
All right.
You're not plowing her up against a wall. I went in on the first date, and I married the woman. We kissed on the first date, and then we got married.
I don't know about the first date.
You didn't kiss your wife on the first date?
No. I think there's a little bit of time. I feel like you want to come off as respectful.
I didn't say you had to grope her.
Well,
tongue down her throat.
It feels like it might be a little bit too pushy. I would say, as a young man nowadays, I would follow all of her cues. I would let her
that's what you should do all the time,
right,
anyway.
But back in the day, it was I'll lead, whatever, whatever. Now it's just figure that thing out. But first date feels a little bit early.
Man, I don't think it's that bad. Teddy, what do you think? First date kiss?
Yeah, I'm fine with it, yeah. That's, my wife, same thing there, Mike.
Yeah, see? Thing, yeah. And by the way, I was confident that this was the right move. I'm reading the signs here.
Yeah,
there's a technique to it. We had a fantastic time.
What if you're just not good at reading signs, though? What if you would have read all the signs wrong?
Well, then I
you thought you were having a good time.
The last day,
but she wasn't having a good time. But you thought she was.
There's no way.
There's no way.
No, she's no way.
She was drinking a lot. She was having a great time.
She was losing it.
Oh, boy.
That's right.
Nah.
So how many dates did it take for you to...
Not many.
Do some smooching.
I think a couple dates.
Okay.
But, the first one's very... Now, I gotta say, I slid in her DM, so it wasn't somebody who, I knew out in the world. So that first one is really getting acquainted. And then after that, you kind of feel like, it's a different type of thing.
You slid into her DMs?
Mm-hmm. I sent her the eyeball emojis. She didn't respond. And then I said, I like what I see. And she didn't respond. So it took a little work.
I'm surprised that she ever responded after those two, to be honest with you, man. That's the equivalent of whistling at the mall.
I mean, yes. Yes, it is.
Come on. Your mom taught you better than that.
That's all the game I had back then.
My God. Well, whatever you did, it worked out.
Hey, man.
All right, more Too Hot and Back Page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch for traffic backing up due to an accident that's blocking the right shoulder on southbound 270's off-ramp to 161 on the east outer belt. We've got a crash blocking the right lane on northbound 71 on the north side after 270, causing some holdup. This report is sponsored by Lowe's. Pros, if something runs out on the job, order it on the Lowe's app. Milo's Pro Awards members get free same-day delivery on eligible orders over $25. Order by 2 p.m. and get eligible in-stock items delivered to your job site by 8 p.m. See terms at lowes.com/shipping terms. Subject to change. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face. as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
You served behind the desk.
You served in combat.
You did 4 years and got out.
You were drafted.
You gave 20 years.
You gave exactly what your country needed.
And so did you.
When you raised your hand and swore an oath to your country, when you put your name on a dotted line, you became part of only 1% of Americans who did the same. You are a veteran.
You are a veteran.
You are a veteran. Because no matter when, where, or how you served, you made a sacrifice for your country, and you deserve support.
If you're struggling with life after service, don't wait. Reach out.
Reach out to a loved one, to a fellow veteran, to VA.
Find resources at va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Spring cleaning.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KDHVAC, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. Austin and Berm with you, and then it's Jackets time. Jackets in Carolina tonight. Must win. They all are. 6:30. Catch all the action right here on The Fan. I still cannot get over the fact, Joshua Perry is in for Timmy, that the opening line that you used for your wife was sliding into her DMs and saying, "I like what I see."
Not my proudest moment, not my best work. But
how did you eventually crack through?
Well, I've, you know, just, I guess, kind of spammed, but just followed up with another one. Hey, all seriousness, I was playing in the league at the time. She was still at Ohio State. I'd love to take you out to dinner on my bye week. If you would like to do the same, like, let's meet up, boom, boom, boom. And she was like, okay, I'll give it a shot. So I'm like, I'll come over at this time and we can hang out, and then I'll take you over to dinner. Cool. Well, that day I decided I was going to go see a movie with my dad and ended up showing up late for the hangout part.
Oh, man.
So I'm knocking on the door and she texts me. She's like, I'm not answering this door. And I'm like, you got to let me in. And she's like, no, you were late. You don't respect my time. And I'm like, I am deeply apologetic. Let's just go on the date and see how it goes. So we did. We go over to spot over at Easton. I order a steak. At this time, I did not know her very well. My wife does not really like meat, and she certainly doesn't like, you know, a red steak staring at her. And so I'm cutting into the steak and she's like visibly uncomfortable. And I'm like, is there anything wrong? And she's like, that just looks disgusting. And I'm like, great. Then another one. So then as we're talking, I rest my hand on the table and I've got this bad pinky for the people who are on YouTube. And she was like, stop doing that weird thing with your finger. And I'm like, I can't. It's stuck like this. So it was,
I can't believe this made it to a second date.
Well, it also probably explains why there was no smoochy smoochy on the first one.
I guess so.
But there had to be some redeeming qualities about your boy, because she definitely went on the second date.
Where did you, what restaurant did you go to?
Smith and Walensky's.
Gone.
Gone.
See, you and I are in the same club, where the restaurant that I went to with my wife for the first date was over at Easton. It's also gone.
Yeah.
It was the Bon V.
Oh, yeah.
Which was over there. That was our first date spot.
Wow.
Got you. You know you're old when it's like, yeah, you don't have that place anymore, do they? Nope. That's gone. All right, too hot.
Too hot.
What do you got, Teddy? One more.
All right, I know you love the Kelce Bros, right?
Love them.
And they were sort of taking shots at baseball players and their conditioning, how they do it, how they do the long runs between the foul poles, I guess, as their sort of workout. So give a listen. Maybe Joshua can comment on this. Here we go.
The reason why I didn't play baseball my sophomore, junior year was conditioning in baseball.
What are we doing?
Get me the out of here. Well, why am I running foul pole to foul pole? If you want me to run, let's just work base running drills.
Let's do explosive running.
Why am I running like a cross country jackass, like just foul pole to foul pole? I'm not doing this.
It's so true. And it's unnecessary.
It's so unnecessary. I never once got tired, let alone sweat because I'm overworking.
But it's such a fair point that there's zero cardio necessary to be a good baseball player. So what are we doing cardio for? Like, we should just be doing sprints.
Just base running. Let's work on stealing.
And maybe you do a couple, let's go to second base sprints. But outside of that.
Maybe even third.
But makes no sense to do this jogging, monotonous cardio that has nothing to do with the game. It's a great point.
I don't know if I agree with that.
JP?
I get the point that they're getting at where it's like, this is not how the game is played. But I do think that you should have a baseline level of endurance and conditioning as an athlete, number one. And number two, you just talked about how nobody's moving that much. Well, by the end of the season, you're going to be a little doughy. So at some point, you've got to do things physically to make sure that you can keep the weight off. You don't want to start the season 20 pounds lighter than what you finished the season. So, yeah, I mean, like, conditioning has to come into play at some point for that.
Every single sport does things in their conditioning program that have nothing to do with the sport they're playing.
But everybody wants to do, only do sport-specific conditioning, sport-specific drills now.
See, where was that voice earlier?
It didn't fit any of the cartoons.
The nerdy.
We want to do sport-specific drills.
See, I like that. Teddy, one more?
Sure, I can
fire. I don't have any back page. You have back page?
No, but why don't you fire it back page?
Fire the open, and then you can play another piece of sound.
The back page.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
I always forget that it's my responsibility to do Backpage when Timmy's not here. Here, Puka Nacua is in rehab. We don't know for what, but he's in rehab.
That's right.
There's the Backpage. Now, what do you got, Teddy?
All right. This is from Rothman and Ice. This is from a few weeks back, and it involves your buddy Adam King, so I wanted to prepare you for this.
Oh, thank you.
And it's something about, a scam. It's like a scam call and selling his mom's house, and it's crazy here. Let's give it a listen.
I get a phone call at least once every week. Somebody calls me and they say, hey, your address here, and they read me the address, and they say, we'd love to buy that house with cash. And I say, that is amazing. Let's do it. I'll meet you in a parking lot. We'll get the deal done. And I end up kind of faltering on the deal, but it's my mom's house. And honestly, that doesn't impact me. So if they want to give me the cash, I will gladly take it and move on, you know? Old mom can find a new place to live.
Oh, my gosh.
This is a deal I have to capitalize. This man has called me from a random number. I'm not going to let this walk away.
You like meeting strangers in parking lots?
That's right. Giant Eagle parking lots. Let's meet up and
at night
sell
when
my
it's
mom's,
raining.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sell right. my mom's house, all right?
I appreciate good material. I appreciate a good joke, you know, a little yarn. But that was just like he was working on that in the car coming in.
So I was actually on the show that day. And I didn't have the heart to be like, you have to go to a title company to do the closing. You're not just going to get a sack of cash in a parking lot.
He knows it.
I know.
He's like, just doing material.
What are we doing the bit for?
He's like, yeah, it's a sell the house. And it's, you know, the funny part is, it's my mom's house. It's not even my house.
Everybody was getting scammed, though. That was when Rothman had a close call. So everybody...
What happened
to
him?
Your toes. It was a Venmo thing. He was trying to sell something on Marketplace and
bad Rothman logging. Is getting to be that age. Or the Saudi prince emails him and he hands over the 401k. Joshua, you coming back tomorrow?
I have to.
No, you don't. You're scheduled to. You don't have to.
Well, I am a man of my word, so I will be back.
We'll be back tomorrow with more Joshua Perry for a big Go to Jail Friday show. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got an accident in the right lane on northbound 71 on the north side after 270. That's causing some holdup there. And expect another slowdown due to a crash on the right shoulder of southbound 315 at West Broad Street. This report is sponsored by Credit Karma. When your money's on the line, are you okay with the basic free tax service? Get the confidence of TurboTax with free Fed and state filing on Intuit Credit Karma. Around 37% of filers qualify. Simple 1040s only. See details at TurboTax.com/free. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.